New York Mets are on the air. With Lindsey Nelson and Ralph Kiner, greeting you from the Polo Grounds for the broadcast of today's game between the New York Mets and the Milwaukee Braves, brought to you by Rheingold Extra Dry and Cool Cigarettes. Today's broadcast is authorized under radio rights granted by the New York Mets, solely for the entertainment of our listening audience. Any publication, reproduction, or other use of the descriptions and accounts of this game without the express written consent of the New York Mets is prohibited. Right now, Al Barlick and his umpiring team are meeting at home plate with Bobby Bregan and Casey Stengel. Right now would be a good time to light up a cool cigarette. Cool Filter Kings, the cigarette that gives you rich, mellow tobaccos and extra coolness. A refreshing coolness you feel in your throat. And say, how about checking your supply of Cool Rheingold? Rheingold Extra Dry. Yes, sir, put some Rheingold on ice. It'll add a lot to your enjoyment of the game. Now, here is a beer with a clean, clear taste, brisk and bright all the way through. Rheingold is beer as beer should taste. Dry tells you why. Now, here are the lineups and batting orders. Milwaukee will have Roy McMillan playing short. He will lead off. Lee May in center field batting second. Henry Aaron in right field hitting third. Eddie Matthews, the third baseman, will be the cleanup hitter. Don Dillard playing left field and hitting number five. Tommy Aaron at first base batting sixth. Bob Uecker behind the plate hitting seventh. Dennis Menke playing second base and batting eighth. On the mound and batting ninth, Warren Spahn. For the New York Mets, Jimmy Pearsall in center field leading off. Charlie Neal playing third and batting second. Ron Hunt will be at second base batting third. Frank Thomas in left field hitting cleanup. Jim Hickman in right field batting number five. Chico Fernandez playing shortstop, batting sixth. Cliff Cook will be at first base, batting seventh. Norm Sherry behind the plate, batting eighth. And on the mound and batting ninth, right-hander Jay Hook. Ed Fargo umpiring the plate, Doug Harvey at first, Lee Wire at second, and Al Barlick will be at third. The skies a brilliant blue, warm and sunny with a temperature of 78 degrees. And the breeze blowing in favor of the left-hand batters from right across toward left. We'll be getting underway with the play-by-play of today's game in just 1 minute. Right now, though, a word from Cool Cigarettes.
Are you thinking of changing to a menthol cigarette? Well, don't make a disappointing change. Make the right change. Come up to Cool. Here's why.
You're a cigarette not tasting cool enough unless you're smoking Cool. You're not smoking cool enough till you come up to Cool.
Cool's menthol magic, right up taste,
refreshing all day through.
Feel extra coolness in your throat
as Cool comes through for you. You're not smoking cool, cool, cool enough till you come up to Cool.
Enjoy the extra coolness you feel in your throat when you smoke Cool. Enjoy that bright, clear taste all day long. Come up to Cool. Cool with the pure white filter or Cool without filter.
New York Mets take the playing field. Right-hander Jay Hook making his way toward the mound. He'll be pitching to Norm Sherry. We'll set up a defense for the New York Mets for you in just a moment. Right now, though, as Jay Hook reaches the mound, we'll have the audience here in the Polo Grounds rising for the playing of our national anthem. Anthem. It's play ball in the Polo Grounds in the finale of the two-game series between New York and Milwaukee. For the New York Mets, with Warren Spahn pitching for Milwaukee, Casey again has an all-right-handed batting lineup, with the exception of his pitcher, Jay Hook. Cliff Cook is playing first base. Ron Hunt will be at second. Chico Fernandez playing short, and Charlie Deal is at third. In the outfield, Frank Thomas in left, Jimmy Pearsall in center, a rounded right Jim Hickman. Behind the plate, Norm Sherry, and on the mound, Jay Hook. Jay Hook opposed Warren Spahn in the home opener for the Braves this year in Milwaukee. Spahny went all the way to win the game by a score of 6-1. Jay has a lifetime record against Milwaukee of no wins and four losses. Warren Spahn, this year against New York, has won one and lost one. He won the home opener against Jay Hook 6-1, and he lost 3-1 to Alvin Jackson and the New York Mets on the 20th of April here in the Polo Ground. Spahny has a lifetime record against New York of 4 wins and 2 losses. The other loss to New York came early last year on a dramatic 9th-inning home run by Hobie Landreth. Now, Roy McMillan will be the leadoff hitter in the game. Just about a perfect day for baseball. Jay Hook into his windup now in the first pitch of the day, a fastball too high, 1-0. Mets have lost 33 games this year, and none of the 33 any tougher to absorb than the setback they took last night when the Braves got 3 in the 9th inning to win 3-2. Now Jay Hook is over the head. Down comes his pitch to McMillan. It's whacked foul. Back upstairs, it'll be out of play. 1-1. Veteran Roy McMillan batting at 218 with 2 home runs and 5 RBIs. Tomorrow will be an off day for both New York and Milwaukee. Braves utilize the off day to fly to Pittsburgh, where they have a series with the Bucks over the weekend. It'll be an off day for New York, and they open the Cardinals series Friday night. An off-speed delivery taken low. 2-1. Casey will have Alvin Jackson opening the St. Louis series on Friday night, with Roger Craig facing the Cardinals on Saturday. Right now, the Cardinals have 3 of the top 5 hitters in the National League. They're a game and a half out of first. In the dirt, 3-1 now on Roy McMillan. Lee May, the center fielder, will be hitting next, and then Hank Aaron, the right fielder. Dixie Walker on the coaching lines at first, and JoJo White on the lines at third. 3-1 delivery. A foul ball hit toward the roof down the left field line. It's out of play. 3-2. Braves now lead the season series 5-4. Victory by Milwaukee last night was their first win in the Polo Grounds in 5 games. Now the 3-2 delivery, too high and inside. He had to hit the dirt to get out of the way. Ball four. Jay Hook was the winning pitcher in his last start, and it was his best game of the entire year. A superb two-hitter to throttle the Chicago Cubs on Memorial Day, 2-1. Then his last outing, he won his third game of the year in relief, a 10-inning battle against Pittsburgh in the second game of the Sunday doubleheader. Lee May, the batter, ground ball hit down to first. Cook grabs it, throws to second. There's one. Fernandez to Cook, double play. Mets unfolding their 51st double play in their 54th ball game. Today's game is number 54 for Casey and the Mets. That means they have now reached the one-third mark in the baseball season. The Mets, with very few postponements, have been playing as many, if not more, ball games than anybody else in the major leagues. They had a game postponed with the Dodgers, which will be made up on the night of July 10th, and a game postponed with Houston. Henry Aaron whacks the ball foul back toward the roof. It's out of play. Mayor's Trophy game was rained out. It will be made up on Thursday night, June 20th, at Yankee Stadium. Two outs and nobody on. A two-strike count on Hank Aaron. The Mets have not been rained out on the road all year long, and they have been rained out at home only twice. Once with the Dodgers and once with the Colt 45. Very few baseball seasons do you reach the one-third mark with only two rainouts. Just off the outside corner, one ball and two strikes. And we have another big weekend of baseball coming up. Johnny Keene and the St. Louis Cardinals coming into town. A game and a half out of first, depending on the outcome of their action today. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Real good changeup by Jay Hook to strike out Henry Aaron. No runs, no hits, no errors, and none left on. The score in the middle of the first, the Braves nothing, and the New York Mets coming to bat. Fans, a lot of people keep changing their brands of cigarettes, then after a while, they're changing again. Can't seem to make the right choice. Now, if that's been happening to you, it's time you came up to Cool. I did. Made the change that really counts. To Cool Filter King. You see, only Cool gives you rich, mellow tobaccos and extra coolness. Extra coolness that comes to you free and easy through Cool's Pure White Filter. That refreshing extra coolness you can feel in your throat. Yes, sir, you're not smoking cool enough till you come up to Cool. Why don't you make the change that really counts? And when you do, come up to Cool, you'll find that refreshing difference coming through for you, pack after pack. Why not get yourself a carton today? Cool Filter Kings with a pure white filter. You'll never have to change again. The only other day action in the major leagues will be a doubleheader at Wrigley Field between the Giants and the Cubs. Willie Mays, in the first inning, has hit his 11th home run of the year. It came with a man on. He connected off Dick Ellsworth. I think Ellsworth has given up only one or two home runs all year. He has been really amazing. So the Giants lead the Cubs 2-0 in the first inning out in Chicago. Jack Fisher pitching for the Giants, and Dick Ellsworth 7-3 for the Chicago Cubs. Ellsworth, his last time out, hurled a one-hitter, and the only hit was a bunt single by Wes Covington. Now Jimmy Pearsall up against Juan Spahn. First pitch thrown by Spahny outside and high. One ball and no strike. At the age of 42, Warren Spahn leads the Braves pitching staff in victories. Warren already has won 7, lost only 3. At the age of 42, he is the workhorse of the staff, has pitched more innings than any other pitcher on the staff. Swing and a miss. One ball, one strike to Jimmy Pearsall. Two oldest members of the mound staff have worked the most innings for Milwaukee. Spahny, 82 innings, and Burdette, 71 and two-thirds. Strike on the outside corner. One ball and two strikes. So if they say that baseball is a young man's game, they're not taking into consideration the likes of Warren Spahn and Lou Burdette. Pitching one and two. Fouled back toward the screen by Jimmy Pearsall. One and two. Been a rugged homestand for Jimmy. Up until last night, he had been hitting the ball hard, but simply had not been able to find any hole. Jimmy, perhaps starting to press a little bit too much, didn't hit the ball well in the game last night. Pitching one and two. Outside and low in the count, even. Two balls and two strikes. Charlie Hemus coaching his first and Cookie Lavagetto at third. Braves have the infield, a bunch toward the middle against Pearsall. The 2-2 pitch. Foul ball off the fist, back up against the screen, no play. Charlie Neal on deck and then Ron Hunt. Both Bobby Brigham and Casey Stengel are going with their same lineup in today's game that they opened the game with last night. Pitching two and two. A ground ball hit it toward the hole, glove-handed by Eddie Matthews. He pegs on to first in time for the out. One away, nobody on. Matthews going off to his glove sack, cutting that ball off before it reached the hole. One away and nobody on. Here's Charlie Neal. Charlie batting at 236. Charlie got the miss off to a good start in the game last night when he singled and later scored in the first inning. Off the outside corner. Ron Hunt helped to build the run. He singled to center field and Neal raced to third. After a walk to Frank Thomas loaded the bases, Hickman scored Neal with a sacrifice fly. Fastball for a strike. One ball, one strike to Charlie Neal. When this homestand winds up with the two games against Cincinnati, Monday and Tuesday, Mets then hit the road. Outside, 2-1. Their next road trip will be a rather short road trip, and on the trip, they'll be going to County Stadium in Milwaukee. So the Mets and the Braves are playing practically all of their games in the first half of the season. Foul ball back. 2-2 on Charlie Neal. They will have played 13 of their 18 scheduled ball games long before the season reaches the halfway point. Fouled off. Nick Vavanoff, the end of the bat. On their second visit to New York, they make their final trip to New York the last couple of days of August. Now Neal swishing the bat around, waiting on spot. Now Warren double pumping. Up goes the leg, down comes the arm. A grounder hit down toward Eddie Matthews. He's up with it. He takes across to Tommy Aaron, retiring Charlie Neal. Two up and two set aside on ground balls hit down to Eddie Matthews. That'll bring on Ron Hunt. Brown batting at 272 with three homers and 13 RBI. Big play in the game for the Braves last night came in the first inning when Hunt was on second. Mets had runners on first and second, two down. Bob Henley broke a curveball off in the dirt that was blocked by Uecker, and it bounced about 6 or 7 yards away. And Uecker recovered in time to throw to third and get Ron Hunt. Strike on the outside corner. Uecker has a tremendous throwing arm. Two outs, nobody on, bottom half of the first inning. Now the pitcher on the way. Misses inside, one ball and one strike. Warren Spahn, off to another big year at the age of 42, has won 334 ball games. The 1-1 pitch, slow grounder back toward the mound. Easily handled by Spahn, he pegs to first, the side is out. No runs, no hits, no errors, and none left on. At the end of one inning, the score, the Braves nothing, and the New York Mets nothing. The St. Louis Cardinals will be here for a four-game weekend series starting Friday night, a Ladies' Day game Saturday, and a doubleheader on Sunday. Ralph, the complexion of the National League pennant race has certainly changed to a bright side for the Cardinals.
Well, I think that you have to give Bing Devine a lot of credit because he made the big move picking up Dick Groats from the Pittsburgh Pirates. And Dick has added quite a bit to the St. Louis Cardinal lineup. He's been a real leader for them. They've needed a person in the infield to help their club. Also, Dick has gotten off to a tremendous start with the bat. He's been a great hit-and-run man for a long time, and he fits right into their batting order. And the Cardinals, with that good hitting, looking for some long relief pitching and some short relief. And with that, they could go all the way. They certainly have a well-balanced ball club, and they certainly are a real hustling team.
Right now, the Cardinals, who have made a rapid climb after a kind of a sluggish start, if the standings today are just a game and a half out of first place, they have three fellas ranking in the top five of the National League in batting.
Of course, the number one guy is Dick Groats. After him, we'll find Ken Boyer and also Bill White. Don't forget one fellow, though. Guy's been around, well, almost as long as Casey Stengel, it seems. It'll be Stan Musial in here at the Polo Grounds, maybe, or Zick the last time. And I say maybe with great reservations.
Well, Musial, like Warren Spahn, pitching here today, the elder statesman of the ball club, whereas Spahn leads the Braves in pitching victories, Stan the man, still going strong, leads the team in home runs. So we ought to have a lot of excitement over the weekend. Hope you're planning to be with us Friday night, Saturday, and the doubleheader on Sunday. Ground ball hit hard by Eddie Matthews, a base hit beyond the reach of Ron Hunt, going into right center field. Matthews singled his first time up in the game last night. Later drew two walks. He was the only Braves hitter until that ninth inning that caused Carl Lilly any concern at all. This is Don Dillard. He had a key hit in the ninth inning of the game last night in which the Braves got three in the ninth to win 3-2. Dillard hitting at 271 on the year. Left-hand batter, feet wide apart. He's around the bunt. Bunts, and it's foul going down the first baseline. Today is the 5th of June. That means 10 more days for the Major League ball clubs to make any trades of any consequence before the trade deadline, which is midnight, June 15th. Over the years in baseball, the trade deadline has been a mighty exciting day, and right on the deadline, there have been many very big trades made. Lobbed over to first base. Charlie Neal in close at third. Dillard, a left-hand batter, waiting. He's around the bunt. The pitch is high. He doesn't offer. One ball and one strike. No doubt about it, the Cardinals will be trying to make a deal to strengthen their pitching because they certainly feel they have the hitting and the defense to make a serious run on the National League flag this season. One pitch. Taking a high. Ball two. And who would ever have dreamt in spring training that when the season was a third gone, 54 games played, that the Chicago Cubs would be 5 games over .500 and only 3 games out of first place. Now hook up in pitching position. There goes the runner, hit and run, a foul ball hit right down the right field line, and it is into the feet, the foul ball. That wasn't fouled by very much. That was a 250-foot fly that almost became a home run. Even count now, 2-2 on Don Dillard. Tommy Aaron, the on-deck batter. Now, Jay, up in pitching position, Eddie Matthews leads off first. Slow grounder down the first baseline. It's a foul ball. Cook grabs it in foul ground, and so retracing his steps to home now will be Don Dillard. Henry Aaron's younger brother, Tommy, got off to a sluggish start hitting this year. Braves later sent him out to Denver, where he played for about a month, and since they brought him back a week ago, he has really been hitting the ball hard. To make room for Tommy Aaron when he was brought back from Denver, Len Gabrielson, who beat New York a game earlier in the year with a 3-run homer, was sent to the minor league. Diego Fernandez shaded towards second against Dillard, a left-hand batter. Eddie Matthews on first, nobody out, no score in the game. Here's the pitch on the way. There goes Matthews, a high fly ball to center field. Jimmy Pearsall is under it, tapping the glove waiting, puts it away for the out. Matthews now halfway, goes back to first base. That brings up Tommy Aaron. Tommy Aaron had 2 for 4 in the game last night, including a big hit in the ninth inning. Batting a .234 on the year, but he has hit very well since coming back from Denver. Breaking ball off the outside corner. 1 ball and no strikes. The lower stands on the upper deck over in left field and in the left center field corner, jam-packed with midget Mets who are here as guests of the Mets. Foul ball back toward the upper deck. 1 ball and 1 strike. Ralph, I always get a kick out of watching the midget Mets come into the park because the youngsters, they wear those ball caps like they had been playing the game for 20 years.
They really pile them in there, and it's quite a job to get them in, but they do a real good job of getting them in.
Throw to first. 1 ball, 1 strike on Tommy Aaron, and now he steps out. Base umpires are relaxing without the traditional blue coat today because of the midsummer weather. Only Ed Vargo working the plate has the coat on, along with the inside chest protector. The 1-1 delivery, foul ball. He hit a curve like a pistol shot down the third baseline. I think the Mets were more stunned by the loss in the game to Milwaukee last night than any previous game this year. Clubhouse was a complete silence for over an hour. Pitching 1-2. Fouled again. Back over our radio booth and no play. Ball and 2 strikes on Tommy Aaron. Mets have the infield hoping for a shot at the double play. Fernandez shaded toward the hole a bit. Here's the pitch on the way. A foul pop-up. It's playable. Norm Sherry gets rid of the mask, drifts back, and takes it for the out. Now there are 2 away, and coming on to hit will be the catcher, Bob Uecker. Uecker hitting at 250. He has played very little. He has 2 hits and 8 times at bat on the year. Of the three Milwaukee catchers, Joe Torre has been up 136 times. Del Crandall has been up 80 times. Outside and low, one ball and no strike. The batter, the pitch by Jay Hook, a drive in the air to center field. Pearsall is there waiting. He makes the catch, and the bat is out. The ball was dancing around like a knuckleball. It was really mashed by Bob Uecker. Side retired in the second. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one left on. At the end of an inning and a half, the score, the Braves nothing, and the Mets nothing. Frank Thomas coming up to hit against Warren Spahn in the last half of the second inning. Frank narrowly missed the home run on a couple of occasions in the game last night. He hit two of those long drives up in the upper deck that were foul. Thomas, Hickman, and Fernandez will hit against Warren Spahn in the last half of the second. Bob Uecker working behind the plate. Braves have the infield around to left against Thomas, the full hitter. Frank standing upright, right on top of the plate. Fastball outside, one ball and no strike. Now Spahn into his windup. Here's his pitch on the way. Swing and a miss on a slider. One ball, one strike. Bob Henley, who pitched for Milwaukee in the game last night, drew the praise of the hitters of the New York Mets. They thought he had about as good a stuff as anybody they had hit against all year long. Now Thomas pushing the bat around, cocks it off the right shoulder. The 1-1 pitch drives him back from the plate. It's inside. Two balls and one strike. Jim Hickman crouched in the on-deck circle. Now Spahn with a 2-1 delivery. He runs up, bumps it, pops it in the air, running for it is Uecker beyond his reach. Uecker at the last moment diving headlong trying to get it. But it was beyond his reach and the count is 2 balls and 2 strikes. Uecker giving that one a real good effort. Braves open a weekend series against the Pirates in Pittsburgh Friday night, and they'll have Bob Shaw opening that series. Al Jackson will open for New York against the St. Louis Cardinals here on the Polo Grounds on Friday night. After the Cardinals series, the Reds are in Monday night and Tuesday afternoon. Fouled back into the screen. Count remains 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nobody on, nobody out, no score, last half of the second. Dennis Menke deep and pulled over towards second against Thomas. Curve outside and low, a ball 3, and we have a full count, 3-2. Now the payoff pitch by Warren Spahn, a drive toward right center field, it'll be a base hit. Taken on a hop by Hank Aaron, and Thomas is on with an opposite field single. Thomas took a nice, easy swing and hit the ball right where it was pitched. So there is the first hit of the game for New York, and it brings up Jim Hickman. Jim batting at 235 leads the team in RBIs with 25. Now Spahn up in pitching position. delivers to Hickman under the knees, one ball and no strike. Tommy Aaron holding against the base runner, Frank Thomas. Minty and McMillan talking back and forth at second and short. Outside and low. Ball two, two and nothing. Diego Fernandez waiting to hit next. Now Bonnie checks with his battery mate, Bob Uecker. 2-0 pitch. Outside, ball three. It hops away from Uecker. No advance on the baselines by Frank Thomas. Very similar to the ball last night that was blocked and rolled a few feet away, and then Uecker pounced on it, and then a big play threw Ron Hunt out at third. Three and oh, the count on Jim Hickman. Spahn, 7 wins and 3 losses on the year. Now the pitch on the way. Ball four, it's outside. Hickman walks. That moves Thomas to second. Nobody out. And brings up Fernandez. Right here, let's pause for station identification.
Listeners find the accent on value at WGY, the General Electric station, Schenectady. 232.
Bob Murphy with Lindsey Nelson and Ralph Kiner. Now the hitter is Tico Fernandez, and the Braves look for the butt. Jim Hickman has been red hot against Milwaukee all year, and Spahn pitching very carefully to him. Walked him on four pitches. So now the Mets have runners on first and second, nobody out. Tommy Aaron coming up the line from first base. Fernandez the batter. Outside and low, it's ball one. Waiting on deck to bat next, the first baseman, Cliff Cook. Now Spahn checks his runners and delivers to the plate. He tries to bunt and misses a peg to second. Safe. Bob Uecker whipping that ball to Roy McMillan as they tried to pick off Frank Thomas. Chico Fernandez didn't square around. He tried to conceal his intentions and then bunt him over. And he was also hoping to bunt for a base hit. One ball, one strike now on Chico. Tommy Aaron still flying in close, looking for the bunt. Eddie Matthews even with the bag wide of the line at third. The 1-1 pitch. A slow ground ball back toward the mound. Spahn has only one play. To first base in time, getting Fernandez. Not intended as a sacrifice, but serving the same purpose. No sacrifice. He took a full swing and topped the slow roller. Dennis Menke covered on the throw from Warren Spahn, and now the Mets have runners on second and third, one out. In his first time at bat in the game last night, Cliff Cook doubled off the right field wall. Norm Sherry comes out of the on-deck circle. Last half of the second, no score. The Mets have a threat. On a base hit, a walk, and a ground out. Now Spahn has his sign from Uecker. The wind-up and pitch to Cook. Low in the dirt. Scooped out by Bob Uecker. One ball and no strike. The Braves pitching department in just about every category. Off the outside corner, ball two, 2-0. The age of 42, he has won more games, completed more ball games, pitched more innings than anybody else on the staff. Frank Thomas on third, Jim Hickman on second, one down, and a 2-0 count on Cook. And they're going to put him on. They were pitching to him on the first two. Now they have a base open, and rather than make one too good to Cook, The last two are served outside intentionally. Now Norm Sherry comes on with the bases loaded. See, now is the time to come up to cool and feel that extra coolness in your throat. Norm Sherry facing Warren Spahn with the bases loaded, one man down. No score last half of the second. Braves have the infield straight away at double play depth. The outfield just about straight away. Now Spahn winding. Here's the pitch. A ground ball hit back to the mound. Spahn fires home. There's one. Down to first. Double play and the side is up. Norm Sherry topped the grounder right back to Spahn. The play goes 1-2-3 if you're scoring along with us. Side out of the second. No runs, one hit, no errors, and two left on. Now at the end of two innings to score, the Braves nothing and the New York Mets nothing. Say, you know, in addition to inviting back established major leaguers from the New York metropolitan area to participate in the second annual Old Timers Day game, President George M. Weiss also has invited several members of Baseball's Hall of Fame. They'll be here for the ceremonies, which will precede the regular Mets-Phillies game on the afternoon of Saturday afternoon of June 22nd. And Zach Wheat, one of the big Dodger heroes of the Dodgers played in Brooklyn, has accepted. Zach Wheat, a truly great left-handed hitter and an established star with the Dodgers when Casey Stengel broke in back in 1912, the old Washington ballpark was installed at Cooperstown in 1959. Sam Rice, the great outfielder of the Washington Senators, who was elected to the Hall of Fame last winter, he'll be installed this summer, has also accepted. Rice barely missed making 3,000 hits. He retired after collecting 2,987, just 13 shy of the goal, which has been reached by only 8 players in the history of the game. So the presence of Zach Wheat and Sam Rice from the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown will add greatly to all the fun and pageantry and festivities of the Old Timers Day game on Saturday afternoon, June 22nd. Certainly hope you're planning to be on hand. Right, here we go to the third inning as the Braves come up against Jay Hook. All set to paint the word picture for you, Ralph Kiner. Thank you, Bob, and hi to everybody. No score at the first pitch to the top of the third. Jay Hook to the plate. There's a line drive to right field. Going back to right fielder Heckman, a tough chance, and he makes the catch. Jim Heckman, the one-handed, going away from the diamond. A long running catch. The ball hit about 400 feet away. So Jay now has his first out here in the top of the third. Both teams with no runs, both teams with one hit, and the batter coming into the batter's box is Warren Spahn. Warren has been the most prolific left-hand home run hitter as a pitcher in the history of baseball. He has a total of 32. And the first pitch by Jay Hook, a curveball, strike one. Spahn going for the curve, over the top, one strike count. Warren, always a good hitting pitcher. He's also been a great fielder and also a great pitcher. He has 5 hits and 28 trips to the plate this year, batting 179. Again, the curve, this one's too low, one ball, one strike. One of the reasons for Spahn's great success on the mound has been the fact that he has a good bat. Many, many times, Warren being left in the game instead of being removed for pinch hitter. Now the 1-1 pitch. Again, the curve, it's outside. Two balls and one strike. Jay Hook, respecting the batter, Warren Spahn, all with curveballs, he's 2-1. Spahn has no home runs this year. He has driven in 2 runs. A fastball, line to right, a base hit. Hickman will play it off of the wall. Ball taking the bounce off. Spahn's going to try for 2. Here comes the throw. It is not in time. Oh, Warren Spahn, doubling off the wall down the right field line. Second hit off Jay Hook. And now with one out, the leadoff man, Roy McMillan, will come to bat. Well, Jay Hook threw 3 curveballs
Got the count 2-1, and then came in with a fastball to Warren Spahn, and Spahn lined it to right field.
The game continues at the beginning of sight.
Well, Jay Hook threw 3 curveballs. Got the count 2-1, and then came in with a fastball to Warren Spahn, and Spahn lined it to right field. Here's Roy McMillan, who walked his first time up. Roy batting 218. He bats on the right-hand side. No score. One out for the third. One strike. McMillan with 2 home runs and 5 runs batted in. He was 0 for 5 in the game last night. Only 5 hits given up by the Mets. Braves winning the first game of the 2-game series, 3-2. 3 of the hits coming in the 9th inning. Now Jay back with a changeup, a good one for strike 2. Roy McMillan looking. So Jay has the count his way, 0-2. The on-deck batter is Lee May. Now the 2-strike pitch. It's outside, a fastball wasted away. 1-2. McMillan being played straight away. A shallow center field by Jimmy Pearsall. Milwaukee, by scoring 3 runs in the 9th inning of yesterday's game, broke a 23-inning scoreless streak. Jay setting. And the 1-2 pitch, a curve in the dirt. Nice block by Norm Sherry, holding Warren Spahn at second base. Spahn almost made up his mind to go. The count, 2-2. Wind blowing toward left field. Beautiful day for baseball. The Mets will have tomorrow off and then play Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Friday, a night game against St. Louis. Saturday, a day game. And Sunday, two games, both in the daytime. Here's a curve back. It's now 3-2. A curveball way outside. Warren Spahn at second base. No score. 1 out here in the top of the third. Hook sets and comes to the plate. Curveball hit foul. So that will keep the count at 3-2 on Roy McMillan. McMillan acquired by the Cincinnati Reds in a trade that sent Juan Pizarro and Joey Jay to Cincinnati. There's a hard ground ball in the hole. A good play by Fernandez. The play at third base is high. Chico Fernandez going deep in the hole. He had no chance to go to first base, but he sees the opportunity to pick up Warren Spahn, who was moving over to third. A perfect throw as he moved away from the bag. The tag made by Johnny Neal, and it's out number 2. On at first base, robbed of a base hit as a result of a good play by Chico Fernandez, Roy McMillan. And the batter now is Lee May. First pitch to May, a curveball. Fouled down in the dirt for strike 1. May, a left-hand batter. He hit into a double play, a 3-6-3 double play his first time up. Batting at 198. Jay working smoothly comes back with a high fastball. 1-1. That play by Chico Fernandez, a fine play. It kept Spahn from scoring a run and breaking the scoreless deadlock. And on top of it, he turned it into an out. One ball, 1 strike. Jay back to work. And the pitch is just high, a curveball. So the gap moves to 2-1. Lee May, a professional singer in the off-season. Batting at 2-1. Braves nothing, Mets nothing. Two men out, top of the third. Throw to first base, but McMillan back way ahead of the throw. Now to the plate. And a curve slips outside. Three balls and one strike. The on-deck batter, a big man, Hank Aaron. So Jay Hook, hoping to get Lee May. He doesn't want to work to Hank Aaron with two men on. Three balls and one strike. Jay to the plate. And a foul ball goes out of play. So Jay now with a count of 3-2. Roy McMillan on at first base. Two men out. On deck, Hank Aaron. Hank leads the major leagues in home runs with 16. Now the runner goes, and the 3-2 pitch down the line. It could go all the way, going out there, and there it goes. A home run for Lee May, his second home run of the year. Hit two home runs this year, and both of them have come against the Mets. Right here, it puts the Braves out in front 2-0. His other home run won a ball game against Tracy Stollard. That home run coming to Milwaukee. Here's the first pitch to Hank Aaron. Low curve ball dropping on the outside part of the plate at the knees for strike one. Hank struck out on the change of pace his first time up. He's now batting .313. Well, Jay Hook not wanting to walk Lee May and give Hank Aaron a chance with two on. There's a strike called, a fastball at the knees. Came in at 3-2 with a fastball, and Lee May hit it against the facade that fronts the upper deck. Pitch back to Hank Aaron outside. One ball, two strikes. That is the first home run of this two-game series. Braves now with a total of 41. There's a base hit to right center. Jim Hickman moving over. He picks it up. Aaron rounds and holds at first base. So three hits in the inning now off Jay Hook. The Braves lead by a score of 2-0, and Eddie Matthews comes up. Eddie had the first hit of the game against Jay with a single to center field his first time up. Matthews batting at .278. Left-hand batter. And the first pitch to Matthews, a fastball for strike one. Matthews with six home runs, 28 runs batted in. His six home runs this year give him a career high of 405 in his lifetime. Jay with a curve, and this one is down the line, way out there. If it's fair, it's long gone, but it's a foul ball. That ball over the roof down the right field line. So Jay gets a long strike, a real long strike, and he now has an 0-2 count to Eddie Matthews. Only Mickey Mantle ahead of Eddie Matthews in active players in home runs. And Stan Musial. There's a pitch outside. One ball, two strikes. Mantle, in last night's game, the only run off Steve Barber. Hit his 11th home run and his 415th career home run. 1-2 pitch with a runner going. The throw to second base is not in time. So Hank Aaron steals his second base of the series. And the pitch to Eddie Matthews outside. Two balls and two strikes. Aaron had a stolen base against the Mets in the ninth inning with Carl Willie on the mound. He now has a total of 7 on the year. That leads the Milwaukee Braves club.
Two balls and two strikes. Jay back with a fastball that's lined to left, a base hit. Aaron scores easily from second base. The ball played off the wall by Frank Thomas going into third base. So Eddie Matthews picks up his second hit of the game, this time a double, an RBI to give him a total of 29 on the year. The Braves now lead by a score of 3-0. Well, the stolen base by Hank Aaron, figuring in strongly in the inning, it set up the chance for him to score on the base hit by Eddie Matthews. Braves 3 runs now on 5 hits. The Mets have no runs and 1 hit, and warming up in the bullpen for the Mets is Don Rohl. The batter now is Don Dillard, and he swings and fouls the first pitch on top of the upper deck, and the count is 1 strike and no ball. Dillard flied out to center field his first time up. He's batting 268. Dillard, a left-hand batter. And the pitch by Hook is just in, it hits him. And Dillard gets first base. That ball just ticked his uniform, and now Norm Sherry is arguing with home plate umpire Ed Vargo that the pitch did not hit him. But Dillard gets first base, and now the Braves have runners at first and second with Tommy Aaron, the batter. Tommy, the eighth man to bat against Jay Hook here in the third. Two men out. The Braves lead 3-0. Aaron fouled out his first time up. He's batting 229. Right-hand batter, the brother of Hank Aaron, playing at first base. Jay with a stretch, and here's the pitch to Tommy Aaron. A change of pace that's on the outside corner. Strike one. Dennis Menke led off and flied out to right field. A fine catch by Jim Hickman. And Warren Spahn doubles. Roy McMillan hit into a fielder's choice out. Lee made it homered for 2 runs, and Aaron and Matthews combined for 1 more. 1 strike pitch. It's way inside. 1 ball, 1 strike. A curveball hanging inside and high. Aaron singled to center field, and Matthews, after Aaron had stolen second base, doubled him in. And Don Dillard hit by a pitch ball, so the Braves have runners at first and second base, 2 men out. Here's the 1-1 pitch by Jay Hook, and it's fouled away. So Jay now out in front, 1 ball and 2 strikes. Tommy Aaron, 6 years younger than Hank Aaron. Never had a chance to play with his older brother. He actually is a bigger man than Hank, although Hank, of course, has the most power. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Runners at first and second, 2 outs. And the pitch by Jay Hook, a curve outside, and it's ball 2. Jay with a slow curveball, missing outside just about knee high. Two balls, 2 strikes. Score 3-0, Braves lead. Now Jay back with a fastball, a swing and a miss to strike him out. In the inning for the Braves, 3 runs on 4 hits. There were no errors. 2 men were left, and the score now at the end of 2.5 innings of play. The Braves 3, the New York Mets 0. Well, all you have to do is look around, and you can see it's mighty pretty this time of year. And it sure leaves you with one big impression. Nature is pretty wonderful. Let nature take its course, and things turn out excellently. The natural way is generally the best. This is true with beer, too. Beer brewed the natural way is more refreshing, and it tastes better. Now, Rheingold Extra Dry is brewed the natural way. It's the long, slow, costlier way, that's sure, but it pays off in taste. A taste that's brisk and bright and clean, clear through. That's why we say, that Rheingold Extra Dry is beer as beer should taste. Now look, why don't you do the natural thing? Enjoy a tall, foaming glass of Rheingold Extra Dry and discover the difference that dry makes. You'll be glad that you did. Only remember to make it Rheingold. Rheingold Extra Dry. While the Braves, with three runs in the top of the third, have taken the lead 3-0, the Mets now coming to bat, and the batter will be Jay Hook. After Jay, the top of the batting order, Jimmy Pearsall and Charlie Neal. Jay batting for the first time, hitting 167. He has three hits and 18 trips. He's a left-hand batter. On the mound, Warren Spahn. And the left-hander's first pitch is a strike right through their fastball. Spahn has given up one hit. He has walked two men, one intentionally. He was in trouble in the second inning. The bases were loaded with one out, but then Norm Sherry hit into a double play. Now the pitch back, fouled off the glove of Bob Uecker. Strike two. Spahn being played deep by the center fielder, shallow by the left and right fielder. Should say Jay Hook. Now the two strike pitch. There's one, a base hit right by Eddie Matthews down the line. Coming over is Don Dillard. Jay rounds and he hauls. So Don Dillard in left field playing over near the line in straightaway position against the left-hand batter. Saves a double, and the Mets now have a runner at first base with Jimmy Pearsall, the batter. That's the second hit off Warren Spahn. Jimmy is first time out, bounced to third. Right-hand batter, and the first pitch by Spahn. Hit right back to the shortstop, a chance for two, an easy chance. The first one made, the second one made too. So, the second double play in two innings by the Milwaukee Braves. And the Mets now have Charlie Neal batting with two men out. 6-4-3 if you're scoring. Charlie bounced to third, as did Jimmy Pearsall, his first time up. Batting from the right-hand side. And batting 235. Spahn with a good sinker off his fastball and also throwing the screwball, which makes the ball very hard to hit into the air. In fact, the outfield has not made a put-out against the Mets so far in the game. Braves three runs on five hits. The Mets no runs and two hits. Two men out, bottom half of the third. And the first pitch to Charlie Neal, taking strike one. Charlie taking all the way, trying to make Spahn work. Spahn with a double play, getting a good start on a very quick inning. Now back to Neal, and there's a foul ball down the right field side. It'll go into the stand. Strike two. Spahn with a good chance to win 20 games again this year. He has a record of 7 wins and 3 losses. Off to a fine start. Now he comes back inside. 1-2. Spahn has won 20 games quite a few times in his major league career. There's a bouncing ball that's through the middle, gloved by Roy McMillan, the throw to first base in time. This time, Roy McMillan going deep to his left, coming up with a one-hand play, a turn and a good throw to first base to get the man and retire the side. In the inning, no runs, one hit, no errors, no one left, and the score at the end of 3, the Braves 3, the New York Mets nothing. Well, next week starts off as the final series of this homestay for the Mets. The Mets playing 15 games, and they'll close up against the Cincinnati Reds, who have been playing fine baseball here of late. They have passed the 500 mark after getting off to a slow start. They are five games out in fifth place in the National League race. They've been getting some fine hitting from Frank Robinson. They also have Veda Finch and Gordy Coleman to go along with their pitching staff of Joey Jay, Jim O'Toole, Bob Perkey, and Jim Maloney. They also will bring in Bob Skinner wearing the Cincinnati uniform for the first time. He was traded from the Pittsburgh Pirates to the Reds. So your opportunity to pick up the former National League champions of 1961, the Reds, right here in the Polo Grounds on Monday night, June the 10th. They'll also play Tuesday afternoon, June 11th. And then the Mets will go on a road trip that will take them to Milwaukee and to Cincinnati and St. Louis, returning home on the 21st against Philadelphia. So after St. Louis comes in for four games, Cincinnati for two to close out the homestand. Tickets for these games and all the other games throughout the remainder of the season, as Bob told you, the season now one-third past, available at three convenient locations, downtown at Pennsylvania Station and Grand Central Station. Also, tickets available right here at the Polo Grounds 7 days a week at the advance reservation window, located on the 8th Avenue side. You may make ticket reservations at any Howard Cole store in the New York area. Now it's the top of the fourth and the first pitch by Jay Hook. A slider over, strike one call to Bob Uecker. Uecker lined out to center field his first time up. Spawn back to Uecker with a slow curve. It's fouled off. The count now 0-2, and we'll pause for station identification.
Hey, 10 on your radio dial, WGY,
ball over WABC.
The correct time is 2 minutes after 3.
The current temperature is 80 degrees.
Ralph Kiner along with Bob Murphy and Lindsey Nelson from the Polo Ground. Hook back to the plate with a curve, a check on the swing by Uecker in time. It's ball one. One ball, two strikes. Milwaukee Braves, three runs on five hits. The Mets have no runs and two hits. Braves batting in the top of the fourth inning, no one out. After Uecker, it'll be Warren Spahn and Roy McMillan. A let up, it's outside. Two balls, two strikes. Jay's last start, a two-hitter against the Cubs, his best pitching effort so far this year. Now again, it's 2-2, and he misses low with a fastball. Full count now to Bob Uecker. Jay at one time had a no-hitter going against Milwaukee. He was pitching for Cincinnati at the time. He pitched five innings and was taken out of the ballgame with the explanation by Bernie Tebbit that he was too young to pitch a no-hitter. That was his first year in pro ball. Here's the pitch. It's outside the Uecker, ball four. So Jay has walked his second man. He walked Roy McMillan as the leadoff man in the game. Now he'll work with no one out and Dennis Minke, the batter. And here comes Casey Stengel. Rowe has been warming up in the bullpen since the third inning when the Braves picked up three runs. Jay was hit hard in the third. Dennis Minke led off with a line drive to right field, and Jim Hickman turned in a fine catch on it. Then Warren Spahn doubled off the wall. Roy McMillan hit a ground ball to short, which was turned into an out when Fernandez made a great play to save a base hit and pick up Warren Spahn going to third. McMillan safe at first in the fielder's choice, and he scored ahead of Lee May as Lee May hit his second home run of the year in the third. That gave the Braves two runs. Then Hank Aaron followed with a line drive to center field. He stole second base when Eddie Matthews was batting and then scored when Matthews doubled to the left. Don Dillard followed Matthews, and he was hit by a pitch ball, but Tommy Aaron struck out to save further damage. In the third, when the Braves scored the only runs of the game, they had three runs on four hits, and they left two men on. Now Casey Stengel making a change. It's going to be Don Rowe. So Jay Hook officially will be credited with three innings of work. So far, he has been charged with three runs. He allowed a total of five hits in the game. He struck out two, and he walked two. Don Rowe coming in the game is a left-hand pitcher. And while he gets set to warm up, let's check the scores. At Chicago in the first of two, It's the Giants, too. The Chicago Cubs, too. After 3.5 innings of play. On the mound for the Giants, Fisher going for Chicago Ellsworth. Home run by Mays and Hupps. Squaring the game at 2 apiece with Chicago batting in the bottom half of the fourth. That is the first of 2 games. St. Louis scheduled at Philadelphia at night, Cincinnati at Pittsburgh, a twi-nighter, and Los Angeles at Houston. Giants lead the National League by 1.5 games. And now Ernie Banks in the bottom half of the fourth has hit his 9th home run of the year to give the Cubs a 4-2 lead. They're still batting. That home run by Banks is 344th in his Major League career. In the American League, New York scheduled at Baltimore, a night game, Boston at Washington, Detroit at Cleveland, Minnesota at Kansas City, and Chicago at Los Angeles, a twi-nighter. All the games in the American League scheduled at night. Don Rojo making his 15th appearance for the New York Mets. He has worked 34 2/3 innings, given up 42 hits, allowed 15 earned runs. He has no record, no wins, and no losses. Don with a 3.86 earned run average. He'll be working to the second baseman, Dennis Menke. On at first base is Bob Uecker. No one out here in the top of the fourth. Menke, a right-hand batter, 0-for-1 in the game. And the first pitch is lined to short. On through, should say to second, on through the second baseman, picked up in right center field by Hickman. And going to third on the play is Bob Uecker. That was a hard smash. Coming over from second base was Ron Hunt. He tried to field it on the first stop, but the ball was shot on through and scored a base hit. So Menke on the first pitch by Don Rojo has moved Uecker to third. Runners now at first and third, and Warren Spahn batting. Spahn doubled to right his first time up. He's a left-hand batter. The infield playing back. Braves lead 3-0. It's in the fourth. And the first pitch to Spahn is fouled out of play, strike one. Braves now with 6 hits in the game. 5 off Jay Hook. 1 here against Don Rojo. Bond looking down at JoJo White. White, the third base coach. At first base, Dixie Walker. Charlie Neal now in even with the bag at third. Also holding the runner at first is Cliff Cook. The shortstop and second baseman playing back, looking for a double play. Now Spahn steps out of the batter's box, looking for another set of signs. Anytime a batter steps out of the batter's box, the original set is off and a new set has to come on. Now the one strike pitch to Spahn, hit sharply to short, dug out by Fernandez. He's coming home. They now have Uecker in the rundown. Sherry running the runner back, and now Uecker running into Sherry, and interference is called. Actually, the technical way is obstruction. The run is allowed to score. And moving on down to second base on the play is Dennis Menke. Obstruction charged against Norm Sherry. After throwing the ball to Charlie Neal, Uecker turned quickly, reversing his directions toward Norm Sherry, and he ran into Norm. It caught an error on the catcher, allowing the run to score, and of course, it's the obstruction play. Play went 6-2-5. And, of course, the shortstop and third baseman get assists on the play if you're keeping a technical score. Spahn on at first base with the fielder's choice. And the Braves now lead by a 4-0 score. They're still batting with no one out. The batter is Roy McMillan. And McMillan squares around to bunt, but takes low for ball one. McMillan now stepping out of the batter's box, taking a long look at JoJo White. JoJo
sending the sign to third. Johnny Neal looking for the sacrifice, playing a very shallow third. Also at first base, Cook getting ready to charge. Rowe spins around and moves the second base runner back to second. Dennis Menke there. 4-0, the Braves lead. Here's the pitch back to the plate. Again, McMillan squares around, but takes first ball two. That fourth run charged against Jay Hook. Warming up in the bullpen now for the Mets is Galen Sisco. He was in last night's game. Now the bunt down to third, a real good one. Rowe picks it up. He goes to first in the dirt and knocked over on the play. As Hunt, scoring from third base on the air, will be Dennis Menke, and going to third is Warren Spahn. It's scored a base hit for Roy McMillan, a perfect bunt down the third baseline. When Rowe picked it up and threw low in the dirt, he was charged in error as the ball was off of the glove of Hunt covering at first base. Hunt, in trying to get to the ball and pick it up on the short hop, was bowled over by McMillan, no fault of McMillan's, and scoring on the air from third base, the fifth run of the ball game. Menke scoring from third, and McMillan picking up a sacrifice hit. The batter now is Lee May. Lee with a two-run homer for the first two runs for the Braves in the third inning. He bats from the left-hand side. He is batting now 207. And the first pitch is inside for ball one. Infield still back. No one out. Runners at first and third. Now the pitch to the plate. A curveball. A check in the swing, but not in time. One ball, one strike. One ball, one strike. And the pitch is inside. Two balls and one strike. Braves with two runs in here in the fourth. They had three in the third. Lead 5-0. Now Don Rowe back to the plate. And there's a bouncy ball to first. A fair ball. A play now home. And the tag is made in Warren Spahn. A double play. Cliff Cook at first base took that ball right in the bag. And, of course, on that play, Lee May was out. He then whirled around and threw home to Norm Sherry. And Warren Spahn, trying to score in the play, was out. So if you're scoring, it went 3-2, a double play, the second in the game for the Mets, their 52nd of the year. And they now have two out. Moving on down to second on the double play, Roy McMillan. And the batter now is Hank Aaron, who is 1-for-2. First pitch to Aaron is low, ball one. Hank batting 316. He has 16 home runs and 38 runs batted in. Now roll back high, and it's two balls and no strikes. On the play at the plate, Spahn got up and limped off the field. He was limping just a little bit, but we'll have to wait and see whether or not anything happened to him that would detain him on the mound. No one throwing in the bullpen for Milwaukee, which would indicate he's okay. Two balls and no strikes, and Aaron trying to check. Did not in. The count is now 2-1. Pitch was out of the strike zone. Aaron had started the swing. He held up, but not in time. So Don Rowe has his first strike against the right-hand batter. Now at 2-1, he gets Aaron to bloop one in the shallow center. Coming in strong as Pearsall. Might drop in. Going back as Hunt, and he one-hands it. Fine play by Ron Hunt to make the catch.
and that retires the side. In the inning, the Milwaukee Braves scored two runs on two hits. The Mets made two errors, and one man was left on. And the score at the end of 3.5 innings of play, the Braves 5, the New York Mets nothing. Braves lead 5-0, the final game of this series. After a day off Thursday, the Mets will play the St. Louis Cardinals. The Cardinals only 1.5 games out of first place. And they'll be in for a 4-game series. Friday night, Saturday afternoon, Ladies' Day, and a doubleheader on Sunday. Warren Spahn looking for his 335th Major League victory. He'll be working to Ron Hunt. Ron is 0 for 1. He grounded right back to Spahn his first time up. And the first pitch by Spahn, a teasing slow curve that's low for ball one. If you watch closely on Spahn, if you see him work, you'll see that he'll work low most of the time and try to get the batters to go for a pitch just out of the strike zone. He makes the batters hit the ball on the ground, and he gives up quite a few hits, but usually never with men on. Here's the pitch back, a fastball outside. Two balls and no strikes. In this game, he has not given up a fly ball to the outfield. Now he gets a strike in the outside corner. Two balls and one strike. The only base hit that Spahn gave up that was hit hard was to Frank Thomas. Here's a swing and a miss. Two balls and two strikes. And he has not given up a base hit with a man on base. Warren with a base hit to Frank Thomas as leadoff batter in the second, and the base hit to Jay Hook as the leadoff man in the third. Here's the 2-2 pitch, and there's a foul ball out of play. So the count holds at 2-2 as Ron Hunt leads off here in the fourth. After Hunt, it will be Frank Thomas and Jim Hickman. Spahn back, and it's high outside for ball three. Ron Hunt with a full count of 3-2. Braves 5-0. They scored three runs in the third, two in the fourth. Now Spahn back to Hunt. And a fastball lined right at Eddie Matthews. He jumps high in the air, two hands it for the first out. That will bring up Frank Thomas, who singled to center field his first time up. Frank is starting to get back into his batting ways. He had one hit last night, but he's been swinging much better at the plate. His base hit to center field was a line drive. Frank with only three home runs at one-third of the season. Last year he had 34, so he's way below his normal output. First pitch to Frank is fouled out of play, strike one. Spahn with a high-tide fastball for the first strike. Strike pitch by Spahn. It's a called strike for strike two. Little screwball in the outside corner. We started to say Warren Spahn has won 20 games many times. He has a chance again this year, and he has a total of 12 years with 20 or more wins in his major league career. He's tied for fourth place with Walter Johnson in that department. Two strike pitches, line foul. The other count will stay at 0-2. Warren has pitched a total of 55 shutouts in his major league career, none this year. I stand corrected. He has one this year. He has 56 now. Here's a two-strike pitch to Thomas. Just outside. One ball, two strikes. That one down around the knees. Now Spahn on back to work to Thomas. And there's a hard smash at short on through. Thomas rounds at first base and holds. Roy McMillan tried to come up with it on the half hop, but didn't get his glove on it. And it scored a base hit for Frank, his second in this game, the third off Warren Spahn. And with one out here in the bottom half of the fourth, the Braves leading 5-0. The batter will be Jim Heckman. Jim walked his first time up. He's batting 235. Heckman with 6 home runs and 25 runs batted in. Right-hand batter, and he looks outside. The pitch a little bit low also. One ball, no strike. Jim had his greatest major league day against the Milwaukee Braves in the Sunday doubleheader. In last night's game, won by the Braves, 3-2, Jim drove in one of the two runs. He was 0-for-3. Thomas not being held on. The 1-0 pitch hits low, ball two. Change of speeds by Warren Spahn. Milwaukee Braves very much interested in acquiring Jim Heckman. They've had an outfield problem for quite some time, looking both for a center fielder and a left fielder. Now Spahn at 2-0, and it's a foul ball. Spahn getting his first strike against Heckman, two balls and one strike. Right field, of course, for Milwaukee, set for years. Hank Aaron there, one of the greatest. Since the Braves traded away Bill Bruton, they've had trouble in center field, and they've always had a tough time in left. Best performance by a left fielder traded in back in 1958, turned in back in 1958 by Wes Covington. He's now having a fine year since being traded away several times for Philadelphia. There's a swing at a screwball. Strike two. So Spahn evens the count at 2-2. Left-hander setting. And the pitch just outside. 3-2 now to Jim Heckman. Frank Thomas at first base. One man out. The score 5-0. The Braves lead, breaking the scoreless tie after two innings. The on-deck batter, Chico Fernandez. Tommy Aaron at first base, not holding Thomas close to the bag. He's playing about two steps behind. Now the 3-2 pitch. It swung on and a miss. So Heckman goes down on strikes. The first strikeout for Warren Spahn in this game, and it brings up Chico Fernandez. Two men out, Frank Thomas at first. Fernandez was out 1-4 his first time up. He bunted and Warren Spahn. Actually, it was a swinging bunt, and Warren Spahn picked it up and had to throw to Dennis Menke to get him out. First pitch to the right-hand batter is strike one. Now Spahn back. It's low. 1-1. Say, right now, why not open up or order up a glass of Rheingold Extra Dry? It's beer as beer should taste. Warren Spahn back to the plate low again. 2-1.
The game continues at the beginning of side three, cassette number two.
Interesting. Anyone?
The game?
Anyway.
Vaughn back. It's small. One ball, one strike. Say, right now, why not open up or order up a glass of Rheingold Extra Dry? It's beer as beer should taste. Warren Spahn back to the plate low again. Two balls and one strike. Mets need five to tie. John Deck batter, Cliff Cook. And Spahn now with a fastball that hits the center field. Lee May is there waiting for the ball to come down, and he makes a catch, and that does it. No runs, one hit. No errors, one man left, and the score at the end. Four innings of play, the Braves five, the New York Mets nothing.
Now Eddie Matthews is out to face John Rowe in the top of the fifth inning. The Braves in front 5-0. Rowe winding, the pitcher on the way is taken high. One ball and no strike. Matthews, 2-for-2, single to right center on the second and double to left field in the third. Eddie hitting at 282. He had one hit and two times up in last night's game and walked twice. A high infield pop fly. Coming in toward the mound is Charlie Neal. He settles under it, and Charlie takes it one down. One away and nobody on. The batter will be Don Dillard. Dillard, the left fielder, has flied to center and been hit by a pitch ball. Dillard hitting at 268. Swung on and missed strike one. Tommy Aaron, the on deck batter, and then Bob Uecker. Next pitcher on the way, a fly ball in the air to right field. Jim Hickman just walking to get under this one. Puts it away, and there are two down. Two up and two set aside by southpaw Don Rowe, and the hitter coming on now is Tommy Aaron. Tommy Aaron has fouled out to Norm Sherry and been struck out by Jay Hook. Braves got three runs in the third and added two runs in the fourth inning. A swing and a miss, strike one. Both runs crossing the plate in the fourth inning were unearned runs. One run scored on an interference call, and the other scored on an error charged on a low throw to Don Rowe. Just off the outside corner, one ball, one strike. Two outs, nobody on. Tommy Aaron batting. A drive down the left field line by Aaron, hooking toward the line. It's in for a base hit. Thomas waiting for the carom, fires the ball to second. Aaron sliding in. He is safe at second base. He slid away from the tag. Round Hunt thought he had him, and he is really arguing strenuously now with Lee Wire. Hunt had the ball waiting on Tommy Aaron, but Aaron, with a beautiful slide, apparently was able to get away from the tag by Round Hunt. And Hunt is really going at it now with umpire Lee Wire, all 6'6", 250 pounds of him. It'll be scored as a double for Tommy Aaron, and it brings up Bob Uecker. That is the eighth hit in the game for the Milwaukee Braves. Bob Uecker has lined out the parasol in center field, drawn a walk, and scored a run. It was Uecker who came in to score when interference was called on Norm Sherry when Uecker was hung up in a rundown between third and home. Now Rowe off the stretch, delivers a knee-high strike. Chicago Cubs have won eight of their last 10 games to drive within three of the top of the National League race. They're leading today 6-2 at the end of five over the Giants. Breaking ball inside and low. One ball, one strike on Bob Uecker. Braves have a solid catching department with Del Crandall, Joe Torre, and Bob Uecker. Thank you. one delivery, low and outside, two balls and one strike. All three of the Milwaukee catchers are right-hand hitters. Tommy Aaron leads off second to pitch to Uecker. He lets it go and just misses, two balls and a strike. Check the count, 3-1. Dennis Menke, batting number 8 in the Braves batting order, is the on-deck hitter. 3-1 pitch by Rowe. Ball 4, it's inside and low. He walks Uecker. And while we're waiting for Dennis Menke, let's pause for station identification.
WGY 810 on the radio dial, Schenectady. The correct time is 27 and a half minutes before 4.
Menke has been up twice, aligned hard to Hickman in right field, who made a good play back near the fence, and single to right center field. Two outs and two on. The pitch by Rowe. Ball 1, it's high. No game tomorrow. The Cardinals end Friday night. A Ladies' Day game on Saturday and a doubleheader Sunday. Cincinnati will be in the Polo Grounds Monday night and Tuesday afternoon. Rowe missing outside with a fastball. Two balls and no strikes. Warren Spahn will be hitting next. Jay Hook worked the first three innings. Jay gave up 4 runs, 5 hits, walked 2, and fan 2. Don Rowe working his second inning in relief. Now the pitch on the way. A high fly ball that is going, going, gone. Into the upper deck, a 3-run homer by Dennis Menke. Belting his 5th home run of the year, a 3-run homer, and the Braves now lead 8-0. Second home run in the game by Milwaukee. Earlier in the game, Lee May hit a 2-run homer in the upper deck in right field. Now Warren Spahn is up with 2 outs and nobody on. Ball 1, it's low. Don Rowe retired, Eddie Matthews and Don Dillard, the first two men up here in the 5th inning. Tommy Aaron doubled, Uecker drew a walk, and now Dennis Menke has hit a 3-run homer. Braves lead 8-0. Low, ball 2, it's 2-0. Ball 3, it's low. Cisco warming up in the bullpen for New York. Spahn has doubled to right and reached out a force play. One hit and two trips. Inside, it's ball 4. And Don Rowe walked Warren Spahn on 4 pitches. Now Spahn goes down to first base, and the hitter is Roy McMillan. McMillan has drawn a walk, reached on a force play, and bunted for a base hit. Veteran right-hand batter. They play him astride toward left in the infield. A smash down to third, taken on a hop by Charlie Neal. He plays across to Ron Hunt, who thumps on the bag. And the side is out. In the 5th inning, 3 runs. There were 2 hits. No errors, 1 left on. So we've come halfway at the end of 4.5 innings. The Braves lead. The Braves 8 and the New York Mets nothing. Well, going through the rule books the other day, we dug up a Ryan Goriddle for the baseball fans. Now, you may know that when a base runner is hit by a batted ball, the batter automatically gets credit for a base hit and the runner is automatically out. But who gets credit for the put out? Well, think about that one. Well, if you know your baseball, and I'm sure you do, you may have known that the fielder nearest the runner gets credit for the putout. And if you know your beer, and I know you do, you'll surely know this. two little words, extra dry, tell you why Rheingold has a taste no other beer can match. They tell you that Rheingold is brewed the long, slow, costlier way for a taste that's brisk and bright and clean, clear through. So why not find that out for yourself? Enjoy a cool, refreshing glass of Rheingold Extra Dry. Continues to work in the bullpen. The Mets will have the tail end of their batting order coming up against Fawn in the last half of the fifth inning. Now Fawn into his windup. Down comes his pitch. Cook hits the ground ball to short. It comes up on a big hop for McMillan. He pegs to Tommy Aaron, one man down. Biffing, the first pitch is thrown out. One away and nobody on. Well, when you have a great pitcher in a ball game like Warren Spahn, it naturally gives an entire ball club quite a lift. The Braves have had a lot of trouble in scoring runs this year, much in the manner of the New York Mets. But on the days that Warren Spahn has been on the mound, although he's had a couple of tough, low-scoring ball games, his teammates have scored runs for him. Norm Sherry takes ball one. Spahn won his first game this year 6-1. His second game 8-0. He won a 4-3 game, a 3-1 game. 4-3, he won 8-2 and 7-4. A high pop-up down the third baseline. Matthews in foul ground on the warning track watching it, and he has it for the out. Now Sammy Taylor is coming out, and he'll be batting for Don Rowe. Rejoining the Mets to try and trim himself down. Due to the sore arm, Sammy has been used exclusively as a pinch hitter. And it's tough to control your weight in baseball when you're not playing every day. He has run long and hard with a rubber suit and has trimmed down a great deal since coming to New York. Ground ball bounced hard. That'll be a base hit going up the middle for Sammy Taylor. Sammy Taylor is on with a single to center. The top of the batting order for Jimmy Pearsall. That's base hit number four given up by Warren Spahn. Spahn has walked two and struck out one, allowed no runs, given up four hits. Pitch by the veteran left-hander, a line drive to left center, a clean base hit by Pearsall. It gets by Lee May and rolls back toward the bleacher wall. On his way to third and rounding third is Sammy Taylor. He'll be coming in to score, and Pearsall stops his second. A base hit for Jimmy Pearsall, an error charge to center fielder Lee May. He let the ball get by him, and then the left fielder, Don Dillard, had to pursue the ball back by the bleachers in left center field. So the run scores, no RBI on the error charge to Lee May. A clean single to left center for Jimmy Pearsall, and he goes to second on the error. Charlie Neal is up, and the pitch by Spahn is in the dirt. One ball and no strike. 8-1 now, Milwaukee in front. Mets hitting last half of inning number five. Now Spahn up in pitching position. Delivers to Neal outside and high. Ball two, two balls and no strike. Second, two men away in the last half of the fifth inning. A Brown smashed the shortstop. Roy McMillan is up with it. The peg across to Tommy Aaron erases Neal for the third out to retire the side. In the fifth, one run, two hits, one error, one left on. Now five innings complete, and the score, the Braves 8, and the New York Mets 1. Say, what's your idea of a perfect day? Well, maybe it's sailing on Long Island Sound or one of the many rivers and lakes we have in the area. Or maybe it's getting the family together for a picnic. There are some outstanding places to go that are nearby. But whatever your idea of a perfect day is, I've got a little tip for you. Any great day can be made even more wonderful when you remember to have Rheingold on hand. Rheingold Extra Dry. Now, here's beer that, well, it's beer as beer should taste. Brisk and bright and clean clear through. Now, these two words, extra dry, tell you why. Yes, sir, they tell you why Rheingold has a flavor that, well, you just don't find in other beers. Why Rheingold Extra Dry even looks more refreshing. But, of course, the real test is in the taste. And that's where Rheingold Extra Dry is at its best. Like I said, Rheingold Extra Dry is beer as beer should taste. So make your days a bit more wonderful. Enjoy Rheingold Extra Dry. Now we have a new battery in the game for New York. Galen Sisco takes over the pitching, and Sammy Taylor has gone behind the plate. Rod Keneal comes in the game, and Rod will be playing second base. So right now, Casey is with umpire Ed Vargo, instructing Vargo as to how the new players will bat in the New York Mets batting order. Sammy Taylor will be hitting ninth because he hit for Don Rowan stays in the game. The other two men can be placed at Casey's discretion. Ron Hunt and Norm Sherry now out of the game. So three new faces in for the Mets. Galen Sisco pitching, Sammy Taylor catching, and Rod Keneal playing second. Lee May will lead off against Galen Sisco as the game moves into the sixth inning. Galen into his windup. Down comes his pitch. A smash at heart taken on a hop by Cliff Cook. The race to the bag. He's there in time. One away. Low line drive hit right down toward Cliff Cook. He snagged it on the first hop right in front of his face. One away. Henry Aaron coming on to hit. Aaron has one for three. Single to right center in the third and later came in to score on a base hit by Eddie Matthews. Aaron set himself up in scoring position when he swiped second. Strike called on the outside corner. Now Galen has his sign, winds and pitches. The curve hit high in the air to deep center. Back goes Pearsall, way back, it's over his head, off the bleacher wall on the first hop. Aaron around second is on his way to third. Relay by Fernandez, not in time. A triple and a booming triple for Henry Aaron. The ball on the very first bounce was up on the left center field bleacher fence. Long free base hit by Hank Aaron. Pearsall, after a long run, found the ball just beyond his reach. Now Eddie Matthews hitting. Matthews has singled and doubled in three trips. Curve down in the dirt. One ball and no strike. Braves lead 8-1. We're in the top half of the sixth inning. Now Galen Sisko checking with Sammy Taylor. Misses outside, ball two, 2-0. On the way, a breaking ball that swung and missed, 2-1. Let's have the infield drawn in on the left side. Pitch on the way, a ground ball, base hit, going through the hole into right field. Eddie Matthews, third hit of the game, and the Braves now lead 9-1 as Aaron crosses the plate. Matthews has 3 for 4 and has driven 2 runs in. Dennis Menke has driven in 3 on a 3-run homer. Eddie Matthews 2 and Lee May 2 on a 2-run homer. One scored on an interference call and the other on an error charge to Don Rowe. Now Ken McKenzie starts to loosen up for New York. As Galen Sisko encounters difficulty here in the sixth inning. Now the hitter is Don Dillard, left-hand batter. Pitch taken, 1 ball and no strike. Pitch by Sisko, a ground ball hit down to third, glove-handed by Neal. He throws to second for the fourth play on Eddie Matthews. Don Dillard reaching on the fourth play. 2 outs now, runner on first, and Tommy Aaron coming up. He doubled his last time at bat, has 1 hit and 3 trips. Galen checks the runner and delivers to Tommy Aaron. It's bounced foul off the plate back toward the Milwaukee dugout. Braves 9 runs, 11 hits and 1 error. New York 1 run, 5 hits and 2 error. It's thrown by Sisko, a swing and a miss on a slider, strike 2. Braves now with 9 runs in the game have scored more runs in this game for Spahn than any previous game. On 2 other occasions in victories posted by Spahn this year, they scored 8 runs for him. Ground ball smacks the shortstop. Fernandez up with it. Takes to Rod Keneal and they force down Dillard to retire the side. In the sixth inning, 1 run, 2 hits. No errors, 1 left on. And now at the end of 5.5 innings, the score, the Braves 9 and the New York Mets 1. My beer is Rheingold, the dry beer. Yes, sir, that's the song that's topped on the hit parade in New York again this year. Seems like it always is. Just like Rheingold is always New York's favorite beer year after year after year. Why? Because people like a dry beer best. Dry beer is more naturally refreshing. And Rheingold is the extra dry beer. Extra dry for the extra refreshment. The bright, clean taste that people want in a glass of beer. And they get every time they order Rheingold. So why don't you give Rheingold a try? Order up or pour yourself a refreshing glass of Rheingold Extra Dry. Chances are you'll join the millions of people who sing out for Rheingold and say, my beer is Rheingold, the dry beer. It's beer as beer should taste. Now Rod Keneal up against Warren Spahn, a foul ball back to the screen, strike 1. Goes over Dillon comes beyond. A drive hit hard toward left field for a base hit by Rod Keneal. Dillard runs the ball down in the warning track, puts it back in, and Rod is on with a long single. Base hit number six for New York, and it brings up Frank Thomas. Then delivers a smash up the middle for a base hit by Thomas. Rod Keneal turns second. He'll hold there. And Thomas now is three for three. Might be a bright ray of sunshine in an otherwise a disappointing ball game for New York. Frank Thomas breaking out with base hits. Well, the city of Chicago should certainly be excited. The Chicago Cubs, with a third of the season gone, only three games out of first place. Against the Giants this afternoon, they now have hit five home runs. They are now leading the Giants 9-2 as they bat in the last half of the seventh. Jim Hickman, a foul tip, strike one. For Chicago, today at Wrigley Field, Ernie Banks has now hit two home runs. Kenny Hubbs, Lou Brock, and Billy Williams have each hit one. In the first inning, Willie Mays hit a two-run homer. Willie's 11th. But the Cubs now lead 9-1 as they hit in the last half of the seventh. Ground ball hit sharply to shortstop. McMillan to second for one. On to first, a double play. Moving over to third goes Rod Keneal as the Braves turn the double play, their third of the game. Two outs now with a runner on third. That brings up Chico Fernandez. Jack Fisher, with the Giants started today at Wrigley Field, knocked out of the box, and Gaylord Perry took over in the fifth inning. Low and outside, one ball and no strikes. St. Louis Cardinals will play a night game at Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia. Tries to bunt. It goes foul. He was bunting, looking for a base hit and also trying to drive a run in. Right now, the Cardinals, a game and a half out of first place. The way things are going today, they might be much closer than that when they come in to open their four-game weekend series here against the New York Mets. One delivery, outside and low. Giants and Cubs are playing two. If the Cubs swept the doubleheader and the Cardinals beat the Phillies tonight, they'd be in a tie with the Giants for first place. Now the 2-1 pitch. Outside and low to Chico Fernandez, 3-1. Right here, it's the Braves 9 and the Mets 1. We're in the last half of the sixth inning. Ball four. Third walk given up by Warren Spahn. Now coming on to hit will be Cliff Cook. Cliff has drawn a walk. It was an intentional pass and grounded out short to first. Dick Ellsworth, after giving up that two-run homer to Willie Mays in the first, has now hurled six consecutive scoreless innings. Pop-up over toward the crowd, running for it, Tommy Aaron, but he has no play. That's in the seats out of reach. Two down, Rod Keneal on third. Now spot up in pitching position. Delivers, a swing and a miss. A two-strike count on Cliff Cook. Sammy Taylor out of the circle, but Galen Sisco is scheduled to hit next. Galen has the number 8 spot in the order, and Sammy Taylor the number 9. outside. One ball, two strikes on Cook. Now the pitcher on the way. It's outside, 2-2. First and third, Keneal is on third and Fernandez on first. Now the 2-2 pitch. Ball three, Cliff lays off, and now the count is full, 3-2. Braves 9 runs, 11 hits, and 1 error. New York 1 run, 7 hits, and 2 errors. Will be on his way. There he goes. The pitch, ground ball, hit down to third. It's a fair ball booted by Eddie Matthews. It goes into foul ground. Keneal scores. Fernandez is on his way to third and goes into third standing up. It'll be an error charge to Eddie Matthews. Had he fielded the ball clean, he was deep behind third and straddling the line. He would have had to make quite a throw in order to throw out Cliff Cook. It goes as an error, and it's now a 9-2 ball game. Now Galen Sisco is scheduled up, and let's see who comes on to him. It'll be Duke Snider. Galen Sisco. Luke batting at 220. Snider leading the New York Mets in home runs with 9 to hike his career total to 398. Runners on first and third. Pitch to Snider is outside and low. 1 ball and no strike. Fernandez is the lead runner at third, and Cook is on first. Sidearm delivery. It's over, a call strike. 1 ball, 1 strike. Ron Boucher is warming up at the Milwaukee bullpen. Ken McKenzie warming up for New York. And he'll be out to pitch when the game goes into the seventh inning. On Snider. Fastball a little under the knees. A ball 2-2-1. Well, you know, baseball and Rheingold make a great team, so pour yourself a tall, cold glass of Rheingold Extra Dry. By Spahn. Low, it's ball three, and now Spahn is a pitch away from loading him up for Sammy Taylor. Braves lead 9-2, and New York hitting in the last half of the sixth inning. Corners, 2 men down. Pitching 3-1. Too high and the bases are loaded. Well, Bob Bobby Bregan is on his way to the mound now with the bases loaded, two men down. Sammy Taylor coming on to hit. Spahn over five innings, gave up only one run. It was unearned and allowed five hits. Mets have a run home here in the sixth inning. Bases loaded, two men down. While Bobby Bregan is on the mound conferring with Warren Spahn, we'll pause for station identification.
810 on the radio dial, WGY, Schenectady, New York. The time is 1 minute after four.
Now, Bobby Bregan, after chatting for a moment with Warren Spahn, goes back toward the dugout. Sammy Taylor hit for Don Rowe in the fifth inning and singled to center field. Bases loaded. 2 men away. Spahn out of his wind and pitches. Ball one. The breaking pitch missing outside. Beginning to get back in this ball game. Next pitch by Spahn. A line drive base hit to right field by Sammy Taylor. One run is in. Racing toward the plate and into score comes Cliff Cook for the second run. It's 9-4. Sammy Taylor with a hard line drive to right field. It brings home Kiko Fernandez and Cliff Cook. Three runs are in. It's now 9-4, and Bobby Bregan goes back toward the mound and will have a new pitcher coming in the game for Milwaukee. Duke Snider racing around a third on Taylor's second hit. Sammy now has been up twice and singled twice. He really hit the last in a hard line drive into right field. So Warren Spahn is leaving the game after pitching 5 2/3 innings. At the moment, he has given up 4 runs. A total of 8 hits. He walked 4, and he struck out 1. Right-hander Ron Boucher is coming on now to pitch for the Milwaukee Braves. He relieved in the game last night. However, he faced only one man. That was Duke Snider. He walked him, and after he walked Snider, Boucher was taken out, and Bob Shaw was brought in. Shaw then retired. Tim Harkness and got Sammy Taylor to hit into a double play to end the ball game. Ron Boucher has 1 man and lost 1. Now here's the hand for Spahn as he leaves the game. The losing pitcher in the 17-inning game in Milwaukee on Sunday, won by the Colt 45, 3-1. He pitched 2 innings in the game. This will be the 4th time this year that the New York Mets have been up against Ron Boucher. They hit Boucher hard in a game in the Polo Grounds, in which they came from behind to win 8-5. This will be the 14th appearance for Ron Boucher, Canadian-born right-hander. And Jimmy Pearsall will be the first hitter up against Boucher. Pearsall singled to left center field with a line drive his last at-bat. Has 1 hit and 3 trips. 9 runs, 11 hits, and 2 errors, Milwaukee. 4 runs, 8 hits, and 2 errors for New York. Crowd today, 5,141. The New York Mets have now gone over the 400,000 mark in home attendance. Today's game, their 54th of the year, so the Mets have played a third of their season. Midget Mets are here today as guests of the ball club. actually a total crowd in the ballpark of almost 14,000. Runners on first and third, two down. The hitter is Jimmy Pearsall. The pitch by Pache. Outside, it's ball one. Braves 9 and the Mets 4, last half of the sixth inning. Now Pache makes the stop. The pitch to Pearsall. Ball two outside, 2-0.
At the beginning of side four.
Pitch was low and outside and went all the way to the backstop. Wild pitch charge to Ron Pache. Two in scoring position now, and if the Mets could pick these two up, they'd be right back in this ball game. Mets have four runs in. They trail 9-5. Charlie Neal, the ninth man to bat of the inning. Now Pache winds. Here's his pitch. Fastball missing. Charlie had to bail out of there on the count. Two balls and a strike. Sammy Taylor on third and Jimmy Pearsall on second. Pitching 2-1. A swing and a miss on a curve in the count even now. Two balls and two strikes. Thing off with a base hit to left field. Rod waiting in the on-deck circle, hoping he can hit a second time in the inning. Down 2-2 as Pache takes his sign from Euchre. Now the pitch. Ball 3. Charlie started to go and held up just at that last instant. Now it's a full count, 3-2. Swing and a miss. Foul tip. Foul tip. He stays alive. Just barely got a piece of it. And it slithered away from receiver Bob Euchre. Charlie Neal just getting a piece of it to stay alive. And he has another chance coming. Braves 9 and the Mets 5. It was 9-1 when the Mets started hitting here in the last half of the sixth inning. Here's the windup, the 3-2 pitch. A foul ball wafted back to the crowd, no play. And Neal goes again on 3-2. Sammy Taylor on third. He singled a right, driving two runs in. And Jimmy Pearsall on second. He singled a left, driving a run in. Crowd much alive now. Pache winding, the 3-2 pitch. Fouled again out of play. Three in a row fouled off by Charlie Neal. Neal 0-for-3 has grounded out third to first and twice grounded out to Roy McMillan. Warming up seriously in the Milwaukee bullpen. Now Ron Pache wants another ball to work with. It's 3-2 on Charlie Neal. Henry Aaron over toward right center against Neal. Now the pitch on the way. A drive hit hard down the left field line, a base hit. Taylor is in to score. Here's Pearsall scoring. Neal's on his way to second, a stand-up double.
Is on the mound, and Claude Raymond is being brought in. The New York Mets have put together their biggest inning of the season. They have batted around. They have scored 6 runs. The Braves now will have their third pitcher working in the inning. It'll be their relief ace right-hander, Claude Raymond. Ron Pache came in to face Jimmy Pearsall. Jimmy singled to left, driving in a run, and Neal has doubled to drive two runs in. The year for the New York Mets in runs scored in one inning, and they have fought back in this game. They now have the tying run coming to bat in the person of Rod Kniehl as Claude Raymond comes in to take over the pitching. So Ron Fache faced only two men. He has charged with one hit and one run and two hits. Six of the seven runs are charged to starter Warren Spahn. Fache failed to retire a man. And Raymond now takes over the pitching. Claude Raymond relieved in the game last night. This will be his 23rd relief appearance in 53 Milwaukee games. At the rate Raymond has been working as the short man in that Milwaukee bullpen, he'll be in between 65 and 70 ball games this year. Raymond was the winning pitcher in the game last night. Runs were scored for him after he was pinch hit for. Then Fache and Shaw protected the lead in the ninth inning, and Raymond was rewarded with his fourth win against three losses. He worked only one inning. He allowed no runs, gave up one hit. So this will be the fifth time this season that the New York Mets have batted against Claude Raymond. Last year he was 2-2. At Toronto and 5-5 with the Braves, he established himself as the top relief pitcher of the Milwaukee Braves. The Mets now have six runs in on five hits, aided by two walks and an error. And here we go. Rod Kniehl has started this thing off with a base hit. It's up for the second time in the inning. Charlie Neal leading off second. He doubled two runs in. The pitch by Raymond, a foul ball, back upstairs and out of play. This was a 9-1 ball game when the Mets came in to hit in the last half of the sixth inning. But New York, six runs across the plate. It now is 9-7. Braves, 9 runs, 11 hits and 2 errors. New York, 7 runs, 10 hits and 2 errors. Now the stretch by right-hander Claude Raymond. Here's the pitch on the way. Low and outside. One ball and one strike on Rod Kniehl. Base hits by New York here in the sixth inning have been solid base hits. One ball, one strike on Hot Rod. He cocks the bat. Here's the pitch by Raymond. Foul coming back for it, the catcher Bob Uecker. He has a play on it. He's under it. Drops the ball. He drops the ball, and the Mets get a life. It'll be an error charged on Bob Uecker. He was camped under that one, just waiting for that little white pearl that's nestled into that big mitt. And lo and behold, it popped out. And the Mets gain a life. Second error of the inning charge to Milwaukee. One ball and two strikes on Rod Kniehl. Now Raymond, up in pitching position, checks the runner. Here's the pitch to Kniehl. A check swing and a drive towards right field. It may be in. It is. A base hit. Bounding third and coming in to score is Charlie Neal. It's 9-8. The score on a base hit to right by Rod Kniehl. Rod was kind of looked like he was trying to hold up on the swing, but he hit the ball hard because it hit the barrel of a bat, a line drive into right for a clean base hit. Mets now have seven runs in on six hits. It now is 9-8. The tying run is on base. The batter is Frank Thomas. Hank has 3 for 3 in the game. Now Raymond off the stretch. Here's his pitch. A line drive, it's may go foul. It is a foul ball by about a yard off the base of the wall in left field. One of the hardest hit shots of the entire game. A wicked line drive, but you can see it hooking toward that foul line. And it slammed against the base of the left field wall, foul by a yard. Braves 9 and the Mets 8. It was 9-1 when the Mets came in to hit in the last of the sixth inning. Thomas is the 11th man up in the inning. He singled his other time up here in the sixth inning. Now the stretch by Raymond. Here's the pitch on the way. Way inside, brushing him back from the plate. One ball and one strike. Tony Kleininger, a right-hander, heating up now for the Milwaukee Braves. 9 runs, 11 hits, Milwaukee. New York, 8 runs, 11 hits. Tying run, Rod Kinnear on first base. The runs have been streaming in with 2 men down. Here's the pitch on the way. A line drive caught by Eddie Matthews to retire the side. Thomas really hung out a hard line drive. Face high right at Eddie Matthews. And the Mets get a big hand as they go to the playing field. In a big sixth inning, the single biggest inning of the year for New York, 7 runs, 6 hits, 2 errors, and 1 left on. Ron Raymond gets credit for 1/3 of the inning. Warren Spahn got credit for 2/3 of the inning. And now 6 innings complete. The score, the Milwaukee Braves, 9, and the New York Mets, 8. Now we'll catch your breath while Lindsey Nelson tells you about the rescheduling of the Mayor's Trophy game at Yankee Stadium. Here's Lindsey.
Bob Murphy, and we have changes being made here by the New York Mets as Duke Snider is staying in the game in center field in place of Pearsall, and Ken McKenzie is coming in to pitch. Manager Casey Stengel getting things checked out there with umpire Ed Vargo. Meanwhile, we'd like to tell you about the Mayor's Trophy game that will be played now on the night of June 20th. At Yankee Stadium across the Harlem River from here at the Polo Ground. As you know, the Mets and Yanks were rained out on Monday night of this week, so it will be played on the night of June 20th, and tickets that were purchased will be honored on that night. Mayor's Trophy game Thursday night, June 20th, 8 p.m. at Yankee Stadium. You haven't managed to get your copy of the revised Met yearbook yet. They are now available with additional biographical and statistical data. That is, in addition to that which was included in the first edition. There are over 100 pictures inside. Articles and stories about Casey Stengel and the coaches and Shea Stadium and the city around the scoreboard. To obtain your copy of the revised 1963 Met yearbook, send 50 cents to Met yearbook, Polo Grounds, New York 39, New York. We have a report now from the Met clubhouse that Jim Pearsall sprained his right ankle slightly in chasing the triple hit by Henry Aaron. So Duke Snider is in center field now. And Ken McKenzie is the pitcher. In the top of the seventh, catcher Bob Uecker is up. He's a right-hand batter. McKenzie's pitch is low for ball one. McKenzie is the fourth Met pitcher of the day. Pitch is in there for a call for right. Then McKenzie into the windup, and the pitch is high for a ball. It's 2-1. If you're keeping a scorecard, Snider, of course, bats number 8 in the batting order, and Ken McKenzie bats number 1 in Pearsall's spot in the batting order. There's a pitch swung on and foul back and out of play. One and two to Bob Uecker. Ken McKenzie, making his 17th game appearance this season. All in relief. He has a record of 3 victories and 1 loss. Pitching here against his former teammates, the Milwaukee Braves. 1-2 pitch. Low for ball. It's 2-2. McKenzie hoping for a call on that one. Didn't get it, and it's 2-2. The New York Mets having battled back. They were completely out of this ball game, but they're right back in it now as the Braves lead by a scant 1 run, 9-8. Larry Benares is up and throwing now in the Mets bullpen. Swinging a foul ball. The count holds full at 3-2 to Bob Uecker. Mets right now have an infield of Cliff Cook at first base, Rod Caniel at second base, Chico Fernandez at short, and Charlie Neal at third. Frank Thomas is in left, Duke Snyder is in center, Jim Hickman in right. The payoff pitch swung on, it's a one hopper to Fernandez at short. He has it, placed to first in time. One away. Uecker has grounded out from Fernandez to Cook. That brings up second baseman Dennis Menke. Frank Bowling is out of action with a broken finger these days for the Milwaukee Braves. Menke has 2 hits today. He had a 2-run homer in the top of the fifth. Kenzie's pitch to the right-hand batter, swung on, full foul on the ground, out of play. JoJo White comes off the coaching line at third, throws it out of play. Strike one is the count to Dennis Menke, bat number 8 in Bobby Bregan's batting order. The Braves 9, the Mets 8. Kenzie again starts the motion, and the pitch is low for a ball. It's 1-1. Jay Hook started the game today for the Mets. Pitched 3 innings and faced 1 man in the fourth. Then came Don Rowe, Galen Sisco, and now Ken McKenzie. That pitch is outside. 2-1. Sammy Taylor doing the catching right now for the Mets. Temperature here at the Polo Grounds at game time today was 78 degrees. A beautiful baseball afternoon. Here is a swing and a miss. It's 2-2. Scored first today when they got 3 runs in the top half of the third and added 2 more in the top of the fourth. 3 more in the top of the fifth, so that they led by a score of 8-0 at one point. Here's the pitch low for a ball. Runs the count out full at 3-2. McKenzie went 3-2 on Uecker. Now he's gone 3-2 on Menke. Fernandez pulled 1 step over toward the hole on the right-hand batter, and here comes the payoff pitch. He walked in, missed outside. That is the first walk issued by McKenzie. Gives the Braves the base runner. Pitcher Claude Raymond is coming up, striding out of the dugout. He has been up only 3 times this year. Has 2 hits, so his batting average is .667. That fellow's been in 23 games and coming up now for only his 4th time this season. Ken McKenzie looks in to get his side from Sammy Taylor. Has it. Leading off the bag at first is Menke. The pitch, Raymond squares, and he is hit for the pitch ball. Pitch is in there high and tight, and Raymond, instead of pulling out of the way, was hit for the pitch ball. That'll move Menke to second. Doc Barron comes out of the dugout to check on Claude Raymond. Apparently he is all right. So he goes down to first base. Well, the book says that when you suspect that the man's got a bunt, fire it high and tight. And that's what McKenzie did, but Raymond failed to get out of the way. Gives the Braves runners at first and second and will bring up the leadoff man in the batting order, Roy McMillan. He is 1-for-3 and a walk today. man out here. Braves 9, the Mets 8. Kenzie checks, runners lead first and second. Pitch to the right-hand batter's in there for a called strike one. The Mets defense plays McMillan straight away. Then McKenzie checks. Pitch is far on and belts it deep to left. Thomas going back. He has it lined up. The glass is down and he makes the catch. No advance as runners return. Minkie was halfway on the fly ball to left. Two men out. That will bring up Lee May. Mike Thomas moved way back before he ever flipped the glasses down that time. And starting just about this time of day is when it starts to get tough out there in left field with the sun. Up there just over the edge of the grandstand. Lee May had a two-run homer in the top of the third to open up the scoring in this ballgame. He's had only two home runs this year, both of them off the New York Mets. That pitch is fired in there for a tall strike. Lee May doesn't think so. He turns and walks around, diving a little circle there and reaches down for a handful of dirt. He is back in. Ken McKenzie is set. Runners lead first and second. Pitch is fired high for ball. It's 1-1. The first game that Ken McKenzie ever won in the major leagues was over the Milwaukee Braves on behalf of the New York Mets last year. McKenzie had a winning record for the Mets last year. He'd won 5 and lost 4 during the course of the regular season. 1-1 pitch fall out, and there's a high fly ball going into left field, and Frank Thomas is there. He is called, and he makes the catch for the out. So in the top of the seventh, the Milwaukee Braves got no runs on no hits. There were no errors and two men left. So at the end of 6.5 innings of play, Milwaukee Braves 9 and the New York Mets 8. And now a word from Cool Cigarettes.
Smoking hot. You say you're smoking dry. You've lost your taste for cigarettes. What is the reason why? Your cigarette's not tasting cool enough unless you're smoking cool. You're not smoking cool enough till you come up to cool.
Cool's menthol magic lightens taste.
Refreshing all day through.
Feel extra coolness in your throat.
That cool comes through for you. You're not smoking cool, cool, cool enough till you come up to cool.
Enjoy the extra coolness you feel in your throat when you smoke cool. Extra coolness no other cigarette can give you. Enjoy that bright, clear taste all day long. Come all the way up to cool. Smoke cool with the pure white filter or cool without filter.
Mac Jones has come into play center field now in place of Lee May for the Milwaukee Braves. And before we go to the top of the eighth, or rather to the bottom of the seventh, we pause now for station identification.
Clubhouse Journal with Howard Cosell follows baseball over WABCA. H10 on your dial, WGY is Schenectady, bringing you all the Mets action home and away.
The Mets will be sending up Jim Hickman to lead off in the bottom of the seventh. Claude Raymond is on the mound for the Milwaukee Braves. The Mets trail by one run, having rallied in the bottom of the sixth for their biggest inning of this season when they scored 7 runs on 6 hits, aided by 2 Milwaukee errors. So now they will see if they can continue the rally or get another one started. Jim Hickman, this afternoon, walked, struck out swinging, and grounded into a double play. Don Raymond looking in to get his side from Bob Uecker. The crowd starting a cry of, let's go Mets. Let him curveball is low for ball one. Hickman, you'll recall, was the batting hero of the Mets' four-game sweep of the Milwaukee Braves here earlier this season. Raymond with the pitch. Put on as the ground ball runs through the hole into left field for a base hit. Don Dillard comes in, scoops it up, plays it on to second, turning and holding it first is Jim Hickman. With a single to left. Two of the Mets get a base runner right away here in the bottom half of the seventh, and that brings up Chico Fernandez, and that's C.I. Casey Singh who plays it. The Mets trail by only one run, and we're in the bottom half of the seventh. Fernandez looking down to Cookie Lavagetta, the coach at third, to get straightened out on the sign. In the meanwhile, Claude Raymond and first baseman Tommy Aaron are getting checked out on how they're going to play a possible bunt. Larry Benares up and throwing in the bullpen of the New York Mets just in case they can keep this rally going. Tim McKenzie, the pitcher, you'll recall, bats number one in the batting order. Fernandez up here right now, batting number six. Tony Kleininger is up and throwing in the bullpen for the Milwaukee Braves. He's a right-hander. And the pot's boiling at the Polo Ground. Fernandez is in and waiting. Claude Raymond looking in to get a sign from Bob Uecker. Wants him to start the series all over again. So Uecker starts the series, and now Raymond gets his pitch. He's up and set. Here is the pitch. It is low for a ball as Fernandez rammed the hand down the bat as though to butt. He does not square, actually, when he butts. Fernandez leaves his feet in the same position and simply runs the hand down the bat to butt it. And he was squared as much as he ever squared, but didn't offer, and it's ball one. Hickman leads off the bag at first. Of course, Tommy Aaron is defending against the possibility of the button. Matthews is in on the edge of the grass at third. Here's the pitch. It's in there for a called strike. Again, Fernandez sort of dropped the hand a little bit, but didn't offer to bunt the ball. 1-1 to count. Matthews staying in on the edge of the grass at third base for the Milwaukee Braves. Jim Hickman takes his lead at first. Aaron holding against the runner for the moment. He's charged on the pitch. Here is the pitch. Swung on and landed to left field for a base hit. Hickman's on his way to third. It is off the wall, and Dillard's up with it. And on the way to second is Fernandez to throw in. Not in time. Runners at second and third on the double by Fernandez. A clean shot lined into left field. That sent Hickman to third, and it's going to be a pinch hitter coming to the on-deck circle. Of course, Cliff Cook is coming up, and now he is being called back, and it's going to be Tim Harkness. Cook already had arrived at the home plate area. He is being called back, and the Mets are going to go to Tim Harkness as a pinch hitter. The left-hand batter, Harkness is batting 234. He has two doubles, one triple, four home runs, 16 runs batted in, and I can think of a couple of clutch blows that Harkness has delivered this year. Two-run single against the San Francisco Giants in the next 4-0 victory over the Giants. Two-run single against the Philadelphia Phillies in the series swept by the Mets here. So Harkness is up there in a clutch situation once again. The Milwaukee Braves bring the infield in because Hickman at third represents a dying run. The Braves lead by a score of 9-8. Nobody out. Wind up in the pitch. Swung on and foul back onto the screen and out of play. Tim Harkness from Lachine, Quebec. Suburb of Montreal. The Lachine Junior Hockey Club, of which he was once a member, going to have quite a delegation down here on the 22nd and 23rd of June to see the Mets play the Phils and to honor Tim Harkness as well by their attendance here. Here's the pitch to the left-hand batter, and it's tight, fired in there tight for ball one. It's 1-1. Hickman, the base runner at third base, and Fernandez, the base runner at second. Ray is still with the infield in. Duke Snyder on deck for the New York Mets. Claude Raymond with a windup and pitch. Swung on, foul back, out of play. One ball and two strikes to Harkness. Harkness standing outside the batter's box. The Chicago Cubs have defeated the San Francisco Giants by a score 9-5. Ellsworth the winner with help from Elston in the eighth, and Fisher the loser. Right now, Harkness is back in, swinging the bat and waiting. Hickman leads at third. Fernandez leads at second. Here's the windup, the 2-2 pitch. Well, that is a ground ball. That's fast cliche. Taken by McMillan, and they have a runner hung up as both runners are at third, and Hickman is on the bag. Fernandez is coming off the bag. And on at first is Tim Harkness. Here was the play. It was a ground ball that Raymond tried to reach, couldn't, and then short jump, Roy McMillan did field. And the play goes 1-6 since the ball was deflected slightly by Raymond. Fernandez was running and Hickman was not. So Hickman simply stayed at third. Fernandez went on to third and was tagged, and he is out. So there is one away. Runners at first and third, and Duke Snyder is at the plate for the Mets. Leon Fernandez goes 1-6. That is playing to that now as Raymond is up and set. Here's the pitch, and it's fired low for a ball, low and inside. Tony Kloninger continues to throw in the bullpen for the Milwaukee Braves. Sammy Taylor is now on deck for the Mets. Hickman's the base runner at third. Harkness is the base runner at first. Here's a throw with the first not in time. Harkness is only a step off. The Mets want to get Hickman in there from third base. He represents tying run. Here is a swing and a miss. It's 1-1 as Snyder took a ripple all the way around at that one. The Braves have 9 runs on 11 hits. The Mets now have 8 runs on 13 hits. Braves playing the infield at double play depth here. One man out. Claude Raymond getting his sign. He is up and into a stretch position. Runners lead first and third. The pitch to Snyder. Swung on and foul back. It's out of play. 1-2. Now, working on the ball, looking around the outfield. Turns to get a sign for the 1-2 pitch to Snyder. Duke appeared as a pinch hitter in the bottom of the sixth, drew a walk, and stayed in the game. Raymond is set. Steps off the rubber. Snyder steps out of the batter's box. Again, pitcher and batter are getting set. Raymond into the stretch position. The pitch swung on and has a fly ball in short center. McMillan is lining it up. And very short center, makes the catch, runs it back to the infield. Hickman dies and just comes off the bag 2 or 3 steps. There is no throw as McMillan runs it back, and that'll bring up Sam Taylor. 2 men out. Taylor has been up twice in this game and has 2 hits. Had a single to drive in 2 runs in the bottom of the sixth. Ground single up the middle in the bottom of the fifth. We're in the bottom half of the seventh inning here with the Braves leading by a score of 9-8. Taylor with a wide stance, in and waiting.
Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Low curveball. Strike one shot. Sammy Taylor. Hickman opened up this inning for the Mets with a single, and Fernandez followed him with a double. But thus far, the Mets have been unable to push across the run here in the seventh inning. The pitch swung on and missed. It's two strikes now to Sammy Taylor. Larry Benares continuing to throw in the Mets bullpen. With Ken McKenzie due up next in the Mets batting order. Claude Raymond shakes off the side. Now he's set. Two strike pitch. Turns him inside for a ball. It's one and two. The Mets at one point were down 8-0 in this game. Now the Braves lead 9-8. Milwaukee descent full wear on toward the right side on Sammy Taylor. This is the 1-2 pitch. Swung out and missed. Strike three. Struck him out, and the side is retired. As Claude Raymond picks himself out of trouble there. Bottom of the seventh, the Mets got no runs on two hits, no errors, and two left. So at the end of seven full innings of play, it's the Milwaukee Braves 9 and the New York Mets 8. And we're going to bring you up to date here on scores of other games. Cubs defeated the Giants this afternoon in the first game of a doubleheader. Score was 9-5. The Cubs had 9 runs on 13 hits and no errors. The Giants 5 runs on 7 hits and 1 error. Dick Ellsworth, the winner, he with help from Don Elston in the eighth. Ellsworth, by the way, has won 8 games and lost 3 now. Jack Fisher started with the loser for the Giants. Perry in the fifth, Buffalo in the eighth. Willie Mays homered in the first inning with one on. He's 11th of this year. He has 379th career home run. Then Kenny Hubbs homered for the Chicago Cubs. Ernie Banks hit 2 home runs, number 9 and number 10 for him this year, numbers 344 and 45. In his career, Billy Williams homered, Lou Brock homered, also for the Cubs, and Harvey Keene homered, and the ace is one on for the Giants. St. Louis Cardinals are at Philadelphia tonight. The Cincinnati Reds are at Pittsburgh tonight. The Dodgers are at Houston tonight. The American League, the Yankees are at Baltimore tonight. The Red Sox are at Washington tonight. The Detroit Tigers at Cleveland tonight. The Minnesota Twins are at Kansas City tonight. The Chicago White Sox meet the Los Angeles Angels in a twilight doubleheader on the coast. Tim Harkness stays in the ballgame for the Mets at first base. He batted to Cliff Cook and stays in at that position. And the Milwaukee Braves will send up Henry Aaron in this, the top half of the eighth inning. Aaron has singled and tripled in 4 trips today. And in running down that triple in the top of the sixth, Jimmy Pearsall slightly sprained his right ankle. Here's a swing and a base hit. On the ground, up the middle in the center field. Glove by Snyder, plays it into second, and Aaron holds it first base. As he opens up the eighth inning for the Braves with a single off Ken McKenzie, and now it's Eddie Matthews coming up. Matthews has 3-for-4 today. Single, a double, and a single, and he has driven in 2 runs. Larry Benard still throwing in the Mets bullpen. Kenzie set. Harkness holds against the rim. The pitch to Matthews. Swung on and missed. Strike one. Charlie Neal on the edge of the grass at third against the left-hand batter. Aaron leads at first base. Pitch is swung on and missed. It's strike two now to Eddie Matthews, who asked that umpire Ed Vargo examine the ball. He does, takes the ball out of play. And Sammy Taylor, another one. He rubs it up a little and fires it on back out to Ken McKenzie. The Mets had their biggest inning of the season. The bottom of the sixth when they scored 7 runs.
Pitch is high for ball. 1-2. The Mets are off tomorrow. The St. Louis Cardinals here Friday night, Saturday afternoon, a doubleheader Sunday, and then the Cincinnati Reds come in. Here's a 1-2 pitch, and it's in there for a call, strike three. McKenzie, Todd Matthews looking. One away, Henry Aaron holds it first, and Don Dillard will be coming up here, except he's being called back to the dugout just for the moment. And Bubba Morton is coming out. Bubba Morton is coming out to bat for Dillard here. Morton has been up 24 times, has four hits. Two runs batted in for the Milwaukee Braves. Came to them from the Detroit Tigers. Sammy Taylor. He has it. Aaron leads in the pitch to Morton. He swung on and has a high fly ball to left field. Frank Thomas is underneath. Wind blows it over a little. Thomas is there and he makes the catch.
The game continues at the beginning of side five, cassette number three.
Coming out to bat for Dillard here. Morton has been up 24 times, has four hits. Two runs batted in for the Milwaukee Braves. Came to them from the Detroit Tigers. Sign from Sammy Taylor. He has it. Aaron leads in the pitch to Morton. He swung on and has a high fly ball to left field. Frank Thomas is underneath. Wind blows it over a little. Thomas is there and he makes the catch. Halfway on the fly ball to left, Henry Aaron returns to the bag at first. Two men out, and that'll bring up Aaron the younger, Tommy Aaron. He had a double in the top of the fifth and was on board. Dennis Menke hit his three-run homer. Aaron's running and swinging a foul ball. Henry Aaron at first base, off been moving on the pitch, and Tommy Aaron at the plate fouled it off. It's strike one. Milwaukee Braves 9, the New York Mets 8. Henry Aaron leads it first. Tommy Aaron swings and sends a pop to short. Fernandez is there. He's waiting and he makes the catch. So in the top of the eighth, the Braves got no runs on one hit, no errors and one left. At the end of six of 7.5 innings of play, it's the Braves 9, the Mets 8. New York Mets are coming up in the bottom half of the eighth, still trailing by one run, and coming out swinging bat is Ed Greenfield. To bat for Ken McKenzie. Action in the Mets bullpen now, Roger Craig and Larry Bedard. Bubba Morton stays in the ballgame in left field for the Milwaukee Braves. He batted for Don Dillard and stays in. Greenfield is batting 221. He has seven doubles, two triples, one home run, and eight runs batted in. Claude Raymond is the pitcher for the Milwaukee Braves.
Claude Raymond with the windup and the pitch. A little tight, and it's ball one to Greenfield. Milwaukee Braves 9, the New York Mets 8. The defense swung way around toward right. On left hand batter, Ed Greenfield. Takes it high for ball two. Tommy Aaron, the first baseman, is only one step away from the line, guarding the line, as it is the extra base hit they want to protect against, since they have only a one-run lead. That's a good no strike, full strike. 2-1. Lou Burdett has joined Tony Kleiniger throwing in the bullpen now for the Milwaukee Braves. Warren Spahn started this game for the Braves. Nobody out, and the Mets have a base runner at first, trailing by one run in the bottom half of the eighth inning. Raymond again is set. Greenfield leads at first. Here's the pitch, and it is taken low for a ball again. Charlie Neal has shortened up his throw to front, and right now, Bobby Bregan leaves the dugout and is on his way to the mound. He's got Burdett and Kleiniger warm in the bullpen. The count has gone 2 balls and no strikes to Charlie Neal after he had walked Greenfield. Tommy Aaron's in the strategy conference. Eddie Matthews is there. Bob Uecker is there. And manager Bobby Bregan has a brief word with Raymond, turns and comes right back off the field. The length of the conference seemed hardly worth the trip. Reagan is back in the dugout now. Matthews on the edge of the grass at third. Neal with a count of 2 balls, no strikes, in and waiting. Braves 9, the Mets 8. Greenfield leads at first base. Here's a 2-0 pitch. Low for ball 3. It's 3-0. Tonight, Charlie Neal takes a look down to Cookie Lavagetto to see what he does on the 3-0. Strike to count 3-1 now. Neal went 3-2 in the sixth inning, fouled off about a half a dozen pitches, and then laced a double into left field and scored two runs. Charlie Neal has the sign now. He's in and waiting. He had to wait for Cookie to run through for him again. Bob Raymond with the pitch, and it is swung out and missed. Crane Pool is running, and he slides in safely at second base. Played a little hit and run with Crane Pool going, and Charlie Neal taking the full cut, and Tommy Aaron was in a pretty good spot right there. Gets the horn because he was in there charging, and Charlie Neal took the full cut. It's a full count now, 3-2 to Neal, as Cranefield has been moved into scoring position at second base on the stolen base. Now Claude Raymond is set. Here's a payoff pitch. Point out and miss. He strikes Neal out. That will bring up Rod Keneal.
Rod Keneal been up twice after he came into the game in place of Ron Hunt, and he has two hits. Drilled a single into left in the sixth and single sharply to right, driving a run in the bottom of the seventh. Well, if he could drive in this run, it would be tying run. The Mets trail by one. Rainbow takes his lead at second base. Rod Raymond is set. Pitch to the right-hand batter. Gets by. Euchre comes all the way back to the screen. And moving on to third is Crane, who takes a wide turn and holds. Scored as a wild pitch. Low and right on back. So that moves Crane moves to third base. One man out. Count to Keneal is ball one. Bottom of the seventh, the Mets got the potential tying run as far as third and couldn't score it. Bobby Bregan is coming out of the dugout again. Slowly, slowly, slowly. Saying, hold up, wait a while, everybody. And he's going to the bullpen. So we're going to get a pitching change right here with a count of one ball and no strikes to Rod Keneal. Tony Kleiniger. Tony Kleiniger is getting the nod in the bullpen. And as he walks in here, in order to allow our stations to identify themselves, we pause for station identification.
WGY, 810 on your dial, Schenectady. The time, 5 p.m.
This is Lindsey Nelson with Ralph Kiner and Bob Murphy at the Polo Grounds in New York. Kloniger coming in relief of Claude Raymond. That is the fourth pitcher of the day for the Milwaukee Braves. They started with Warren Spahn. He pitched 5 2/3 innings, was charged with 6 runs on 8 hits, struck out 1 and walked 4. Ron Fischer came in, actually retired nobody, and then Claude Raymond followed him, and now it's Tony Kloniger. This is Kloniger's 15th game appearance. He has a record of no victories and 2 losses. He has pitched 26 2/3 innings. He has allowed 20 hits, 12 runs. He has walked 27 and struck out 16. Earned an average 3.33. Reagan is still at the mound, checking with his battery men, Kloniger and Euchre. Set up now to play infield in. One man out. Count of one ball and no strike to Rod Keneal. To this point, the Braves have 9 runs on 12 hits. The Mets have 8 runs on 13 hits. Tony Kloniger is taking his warm-up tosses here. In case
you've joined us along the way, in case you just left the office and are headed home now, so very many of you are. With Warren Spahn on the mound, the Milwaukee Braves got out into an early lead this afternoon. They scored three runs in the top of the third, and they got two more in the fourth and three more in the fifth, and the Braves were ahead by a score of 8-0. But in the bottom of the fifth, the New York Mets got one run. The Braves matched that in the top of the sixth to make it a 9-1 game. Then the Mets had their biggest inning of the season when they scored seven runs in the bottom of the sixth. That makes the score 9-8, and that's where we are right now. But the Mets have moved the potential tying run to third base, represented there by Ed Cranebaum. Rod Caniel is the batter. He is 2-for-2 in this game. A count of one ball indicated from umpire Ed Vargo out to pitcher Tony Ponigo. He wants him to know that he is starting with a count already holding on Rod Caniel. Infield in for the Milwaukee Braves, and here's the pitch. Swung on, and it's looped into center for a base hit. Coming in to score is Cranebaum with a tying run. Caniel with his third straight hit, his third run out of the end. It's a 9-9 game. Ron Caniel just met the ball and pumped it gently out into center field. A base hit that scored Caniel, and it's the Mets 9, the Braves 9, with Mike Thomas coming up here. Neil now representing go-ahead run. Warren Spahn cannot be the winning pitcher in this baseball game. Mike Thomas in waiting now. Listen to the cry of "Let's go, Mets!" Tony Kroenig is up and set. Neil leaves it first. And here's the pitch to Thomas. It's outside for a ball. Thomas is 3-for-4 today. The one time they got him out was the bottom of the seventh when he laced a shot right into the glove of Eddie Matthews at third base. That's 14 hits now. That is the most they have had this year. They have had 14 ones previously. It equals their previous high. Here's the pitch to Thomas. Well, and it is a short hopper to Matthews. He plays the second. He's out for the first double play. So Frank Thomas hitting into a double play from Matthews to Minkey to Aaron, 5-4-3. And in the bottom of the eighth, the Mets got one run on one hit, no errors, and none left. The end of eight full innings of play at the Polo Grounds. It's the Braves 9, the Mets 9. Well, we hope you're making plans to be out here with us on Saturday, June 22nd. The Mets will be playing the Philadelphia Phillies on that date, but it'll be Old Timers Day here, and the Old Timers celebration will precede the regularly scheduled game. And the theme of the Old Timers Day, Major League Baseball stars who were born or reared in the New York metropolitan area, and in addition, a number of Hall of Famers have been invited to participate. Among the affirmative answers that have been received thus far are those from Johnny Murphy, Hank Greenberg, Marius Russo, Buddy Hackett, Sally Vars, Monty Irvin, Tommy Holmes, Ralph Branca, Al Schacht, Mike Frisch, Jimmy Ring, Sid Gordon, Charlie Berry, Bobby Thompson, Bill Jurgis, and Hall of Famers Zach Wheat and Sam Wright. The pitcher on the mound now for the New York Mets is Larry Bernard. Catcher Joe Torre has been brought in from the bullpen by the Milwaukee Braves, prior to his being used as pinch hitter in this ballgame. We're back where we started. 9-9 game. Larry Bernard making his 15th game appearance. He has a record of 2 victories and 1 loss. He has pitched 24 2/3 innings, in which he has allowed 22 hits, 12 runs. He has walked 9, struck out 8, has an earned run average of 2.88. Bob Uecker is scheduled up first here, and he has come out with the bat and the pine tar rag. Dennis Menke is there in the on-deck circle with him. And now it's going to be Norm Larker. Norm Larker is going to bat here. And Torrey is fooling around with the bat in the dugout, but Norm Larker is going to bat in place of Uecker. Top of the ninth for the Milwaukee Braves. Nine ball game. At one point, the Braves led 8-0. Barker is a left-hand batter, obtained by the Braves from the Houston Colt 45. Before that, he was with the Dodgers. Batting 217 this season. Bernard winds and fires and slow for ball one. Barker has 6 doubles, 1 home run, and 12 runs batted in. Lou Burdett throwing in the bullpen for the Milwaukee Braves. Larry Bernard on the mound for the Mets. Is the fifth Met pitcher of this ballgame. Pitch misses, low and away, ball two. Of course, Jay is off the hook, so to speak. That's Jay Hook cannot now be the losing pitcher in this ball game. 2-0 pitch to Larker. Swung on and chopped off foul, and he goes right down in the dirt. Appears to turn an ankle as he twisted completely around, drops the bat, and is down on one knee right now. Larker appeared to catch a spike and drop the bat. Doc Farron comes out to examine him, and we'll find out in just a moment what his injury seems to be. Doc Farron is examining the right ankle, right foot. So maybe he chopped the foul right down on top of the foot, which is equally as painful. Umpire Ed Vargo looking on now as well. Doc Farron, scratching his head, and apparently they're just going to give him a little time here. In the meantime, the bat has been stood on in by catcher Sammy Taylor to await Norm Larker. Doc Farron, who is a Milwaukee trainer, heads back to the dugout. Apparently what Larker did was foul that one right down onto the foot. Two balls and one strike. Nobody out, nobody on for the Braves in the top half of the ninth inning. Barker settles himself back in. Larry Bernard looking in to get a side from Sammy Taylor. Into the windup. Here's the pitch. Run on it. It's a ground ball. Harkness goes for it. Can't get it, but Keneal can and plays to Bernard for the out. Went for the ground ball, flagged at it, couldn't come up with it, and Rod Keneal backing him up, did come up with it, and played to Bernard, who took it in full stride at the bag for the out. So the play goes 4-1 if you're scoring. One away, nobody on base, Dennis Menke coming up. He had a 3-run homer in the top of the fifth. He had a single in the fourth. 2-for-3 in a walk today. Joe Torre has come out swinging bats on deck now. With pitcher Tony Kloniger due up next. Here's the pitch in there for a call strike to Dennis Menke. The score is tied. The Mets 9. The Braves 9. Bernard with the pitch again. Far on and as the fly ball deep to left field. Thomas is over and so is Snyder. And Snyder calls and makes the catch. The Duke has the glasses down. And he made a leap off the ground. He was anchored and then made a leap. Had both feet completely off the ground when he caught the ball. As that son was playing tricks with him out there. Two men out here. Joe Torre to bat for Tony Kloniger with Lou Burdett throwing the bullpen. Nobody on base, but eyes for the windup and the pitch, fired low for ball one. Joe Torre is batting 272. He's a Brooklyn boy. Breaking ball, it's high. It's two balls, no strikes now to Torre. Roy McMillan is swinging bats on deck. Nice. End of the pitching motion. Two offering swung on it. The ground ball is short. A big hop to Fernandez. He plays across to Harkness. Besides, retired. As Larry Benaiz came on to get the plays out in order in the top half of the ninth with no runs on, no hits, no errors, none left. And at the end of 8.5 innings of play at the Polo Grounds in New York, it's the Mets 9, the Braves 9. But you know, popularity like Rheingold has doesn't just happen. It's the result of millions of people agreeing that Rheingold has what they want in beer. A refreshing difference that they can recognize right off. Two little words tell you what the difference is. The two words, extra dry. Yes, extra dry tells you Rheingold is beer should taste. Crisp and bright and clean, clear through. That's Rheingold beer for you, and it is the beer for you. Rheingold is a better beer because it's the dry beer. It's a wonderful beer for these wonderful days we all like to enjoy. Even the flavor has a sparkle to it. Of course, you'll find that out with your very first glass of Rheingold Extra Dry. So why not do it right now? Join the millions who say, my beer is Rheingold, the dry beer. Yes, sir? Think of Rheingold whenever you buy beer. Buy some today, tonight, tomorrow, the first chance you get. Discover the difference that dry makes. As for Rheingold Extra Dry Beer. Coming on to pitch for the Milwaukee Braves is Lou Burdette. Lou Burdette making his 13th game appearance. This is only the second time he has been used in relief this year by manager Bobby Bregan. Burdette has won 4 games and lost 5. He has pitched 71 and two-thirds innings, in which he has allowed 63 hits, 36 runs. He has struck out 18 and walked 21. He has earned run average 3.75. Jim Hickman will be leading off for the Mets here in the bottom of the ninth. You'll recall what Hickman managed to do in the bottom of the tenth on Sunday in the second game of the doubleheader against the Pittsburgh Pirates. Deposited one into the upper deck down near the bullpen. So Spahn started the day for the Milwaukee Braves, and now they have worked through Fiché, Raymond, and Cronigan to Lou Burdette. Joe Torre stays in the ballgame as the catcher and must bat ninth. Here is the pitch, and it's in there for a call strike. If you're keeping a scorecard, that's Burdette, 7th in place of Euchre. And that's Torre, 9th in place of the pitcher. Pidgety Lou Burdette. The windup and the pitch. It's in there for a call strike 2 to Jim Hicklin. Breaking ball. The point of Lou Burdette's career came in the 1957 World Series when he won 3 games for the Milwaukee Braves. That pitch is low for ball. It's 1-2. Burdette had 3 complete games in that World Series against the Yankees. The Mets 9. The Braves 9. Here is a 1-2 pitch. Low for ball, 2-2. We're in the bottom half of the ninth inning. Burdette goes to the rosin bag, goes to the bill of his cap. Now the 2-2 pitch. Foul back onto the screen, and the count holds at 2-2 to Jim Hickman with Chico Fernandez on deck. The Mets have 9 runs on 14 hits. Braves have 9 runs on 12 hits. Burdett getting settled, and so Hickman now backs out of the batter's box. Hickman is back in. Here's the pitch. Outside for a ball. It's 3-2 now to Hickman. Burdett and Bernard are the pitchers of record in this game at the moment. Burdett is set now for a payoff pitch. It's on the way. Hung on and full foul on the ground outside third base. Count holds to Hickman at 3-2. Nobody out, nobody on for the Mets batting in the bottom of the ninth. The Braves led in this ballgame at one time 8-0. They led later 9-1. And it is tied now 9-9. Now Hickman waits, and here's a 3-2 pitch. Swung out, it's a ground ball to third, taken by Matthews. Goes across to Tommy Aaron in time, and it's one away. That will bring up Chico Fernandez. Chico had a double, bottom of the seventh. Fernandez batting 246. They get winds and fires. Playing on a ground ball is short. Bobble for a moment by McMillan, picks it up, throws on, and just in time. Two away. Hard hit ground ball to shortstop. McMillan did not handle it cleanly. He bobbled it out in front of him, then recovered and threw on to first in time as Tommy Aaron gave him a long stretch to help him all he could. And so it's Tim Hartness up here in the bottom of the ninth. Came on as a pinch hitter in the bottom of the seventh, batting for Cliff Cook. And hit a little ground ball. Pitch is high. He hit a ground ball toward the mound. It was deflected from the pitcher out to shortstop McMillan, and play was made on Fernandez. So Hartness was on, actually on the field of choice. Swinging a foul ball. It's 1-1. First, Tim Hartness during this season has unleashed some tremendous wallop. He is capable of hitting for distance. That's what the Mets would like to see him do right now. With two men out, nobody on base, and the score tied 9-9. Ground ball foul. Sully Amos comes off the coaching line to field at first base. 1-2 now to Hartness. He has 4 home runs this year and 16 runs batted in. Lou Burdette rubs up the ball, goes to his mouth, to the rosin bag, to the fill of his cap, to his glove. Now the 1-2 pitch. Swung on and pop, foul, back to third. Matthews gives it a run. He has a play. He's underneath, and he one-hands it. Eddie Matthews making the catch, and the side is retired in order, and we'll be going into extra innings. At the bottom of the ninth, the Mets got no runs, no hits, no errors, none left. So at the end of 9 full innings of play, the score is tied. Mets 9, the Braves 9. And we'll check up now on scores of other games. The first game of a doubleheader this afternoon, the Cubs defeated the league-leading Giants by a score of 9-5. Ellsworth was the winner, getting his 8th victory of the season against 3 losses. And Jack Fisher took the loss for the Giants. Willie Mays had a home run the first with 1 on, his 11th of the season. Ken Hubbs had 1. Ernie Banks had 2 home runs, number 9 and number 10 for him this season. Lou Brock had 1. Billy Williams had 1. And Harvey Keene over in the 8th with 1 on for the Giants. The second game is through an inning and a half, and the Cubs are leading the Giants 1-0. Jack Sanford against Glenn Hobby. Cardinals play the Phillies tonight. Keep in mind the Cardinals will be in here on Friday night, Saturday afternoon, and a doubleheader on Sunday. The Mets are off tomorrow. Cincinnati Reds will meet the Pittsburgh Pirates in Pittsburgh in a twilight doubleheader, and the Los Angeles Dodgers meet the Houston Colts 45s in Houston. The American League, it's all-night action. The Yankees at Baltimore, the Red Sox at Washington, the Tigers at Cleveland, the Twins at Kansas City, and the White Sox at Los Angeles. Top of the batting order, up for the Braves, and the top of the 10th. Roy McMillan. He is 1-for-4 in a walk today. Larry Bonard is the pitcher, Sammy Taylor the catcher for the Mets. The infield is Tim Harkness at first, Rod Keneal at second, Chico Fernandez at short, and Charlie Neal at third. Here's the windup in the pitch, and it's outside as McMillan is shortened up as though to try to bunt his way on, but took it for ball one. Bernard working on the ball a little before preparing the pitch. Now starts the motion. This one is low as again McMillan shortened up. The New York Mets and the Milwaukee Braves. The 2-0 pitch. Right in their front off strike. McMillan is crowding his plate. 2-1. Mets have an outfield of Frank Thomas in left, Duke Snider in center, Jim Hickman in right. 2-1 pitch. Swung on, full foul on the ground. Jojo White comes off the coaching line to block it. 2-2 is the count. Nobody on, nobody out. Here's the windup in the 2-2 pitch. Swung on, it's a ground ball to short. Fernandez on a big hop, and he plays over to Tim Harkness, one away. Braves batting on the top of the 10th, and this will be Mac Jones coming up. Just for his first time in this game. He's hitting 183. Left-hand batter. Pitches a fastball inside. Jones has excellent speed. Braves haven't been able to set on any particular outfield alignment this year. Here's a pitch swung on and missed. 1-1. Jones was credited with driving in the winning run last night when he was hit by a pitch ball. Galen Sisco, the pitcher, this time, and he hit Jones with the bases loaded and the score tied. That's a let up high, and it's 2-1. I remember another Jones boy who was hit by a pitch ball for the Milwaukee Braves a few years back, 1957. Nippy Jones. Here's a pitch swung on and drilled deep to right field, and it's going to be off the wall. Hickman is around, up with it. Jones on the way to second, and the throw not in time. Sliding in safely at second base is Mac Jones with a double off the right field wall. So with one man out, Henry Aaron is coming up now. Mac Jones hit that one. Sliding it off the right field wall. Henry Aaron coming up now. He has 3 hits today. 2 singles and a triple. And in running down the triple, Jimmy Pearsall slightly sprained his right ankle. Little action stirring now down in the Met bullpen as Roger Craig gets up. Henry Aaron at the plate. Tough man in any situation. Batting 322. Larry Bonard with the pitch. And it is off the foot of Taylor, and he can make no play as Mac Jones moves to third. Back to the ball. It's off the foot of Taylor Ditch. Off the foot of umpire Ed Vigo. Good as a wild pitch. So now the Milwaukee Braves have moved the potential go-ahead run to third base. Mac Jones is sliding into third. Upset himself a little. He's called time now to get brushed off. Don Farron is bringing a towel out. Mets will have to move the infield in now with only one man out. It's a tough man up there to pitch to with that infield in. Score is tied here. The Mets 9, the Braves 9. While play is being held up for a moment in order to allow our stations to identify themselves, we pause for station identification.
This is WGY, 10 on your dial, Schenectady, bringing you all the Mets action home and away, the time 27 after 5.
This is Lindsey Nelson with Ralph Kiner and Bob Murphy at the Polo Ground. Casey Stengel has come out of the dugout, out toward the home plate area. He is looking down toward the bullpen. He's going to go to Roger Craig right now. Doesn't go to the mound. He simply goes to the home plate area and motions. Well, I beg your pardon. That isn't what he's doing. He is motioning down there for Choo Choo Coleman. It is not the pitcher he's changing. It's the catcher he's changing. I beg your pardon. Casey Stengel figures that Choo Choo Coleman is a fine receiver, especially on low pitches. And that's where he wants them mostly now. So he's going to make a catching change. Coleman is the third catcher to be used in this ball game by the Mets. Rod Kneale has come into his position at second to warm up Larry Bonard now. Henry Aaron took a walk down to have a word with JoJo White. They're keeping a scorecard. Choo Choo Coleman bats ninth. The second man up in the bottom half of the 10th inning for the Mets. Larry Bonard continues to stay warm. Intentionally passed. Ball one. Rather, ball three now. And ball four. Aaron goes down to first base. That will bring up Eddie Matthews, who runs at first and third. One man out. Matthews has single, double, single in five trips. Score is tied. The Mets 9, the Braves 9. Mets continue to keep the infield in. Mac Jones, very fast man. The base runner at third. And now Matthews is going to be intentionally walked also. Bubba Morton is due up next. Mets walking the bases full here, passing both Aaron and Matthews. That serves two purposes. Sets up a play at every base. Gets by two tough men. Of course, they're only worried at this point about the run at third base. That's the go-ahead run. Matthews, with all four, goes to first. Bubba Morton, the right-hand batter, coming up.
Bernard's working straight away. Pitch is outside for a ball. He started to go, but held up. Mac Jones, the base runner at third. Henry Aaron, the base runner at second. Eddie Matthews, the base runner at first. Pitch is outside for a ball. It's 2-0. Fernandez has called time, walked in to have a word with Larry Bernard. Roger Craig warming up in the Met bullpen. Not getting a sign for the 2-0 pitch. It's on the way. Fouled off. Out of play. Strike one. One man out, the base is loaded. The Braves batting and the top half of the 10th inning.
Side six.
One man out, the base is loaded. The Braves batting and the top half of the 10th inning. Once again, Morton settles down, and we're getting set. 2-1 pitch. Swung on it, a ground ball up the middle, going to go through for a base hit. One run is scored, two runs is scored. Matthews is on his way to third. Holding in first is Morton. A two-run single bounced right up the middle. Kicked the rotten bag away. It's retrieved for him by Rod Caneal. Tommy Aaron coming up. As the Braves lead here by a score of 11-9 now. They have Matthews at third. Bubba Morton at first. Still only one man out. In there for a call strike. Tommy Aaron is 1-for-5. He doubled in the top of the fifth. Again, Bernard checks. Throws over to first, not in time. Bubba Morton gets back in safely there. Now here's the pitch, and it is Bennett to squeeze it out. It's a foul ball. As the Milwaukee Braves trying to add one more on the squeeze, but it's fouled on the first baseline. Two strikeouts, Tommy Aaron. Again, the pitch. Swung out and there is the fly ball to short right. Caneal is out there, and he and Hickman collide, and Caneal's throw to the plate. Now Matthews goes back. Bubba Morton does tag up at first and moves to second. And now Hickman is on the ground on one knee. Trainer Gus Marsh is running out to right field. Hickman is getting up as there was a slight collision between Caneal and Hickman. Runners at second and third. Two men out. On the fly ball to short right. Hickman was coming in. Keneal was going out. Normally, the outfielder will make the play on a ball like that because he is in better throwing position. But Rod Keneal made the catch of that one. Lou Burdette is at the plate, and the pitch is low, dug out of there by Choo-Choo Coleman for ball one. Burdette batting number 7 in the batting order for the Milwaukee Braves, who lead here by a score of 11-9 in the top half of the 10th inning. Larry Bernard with the pitch, and it's low. 2-0. Well, the ball that drove in the two runs was a bouncing ball right up the middle, just out of reach of everybody. Hit by Bubba Morton, and he, of course, is credited for two runs batted in. He's at second right now, and Eddie Matthews is at third. 2-0 pitch to Burdette, swung on, foul back onto the screen and out of play. 2-1. Roger Craig is still throwing in the Met bullpen. Larry Benarit with a 2-1 pitch. Swung on and missed. It's 2-2. Mets walk both Aaron and Matthews. Load him up. Here's a swing and a foul ball back and out of play. After Mike Jones had doubled off the right field wall, manager Casey Singham ordered Henry Aaron and Eddie Matthews pass to load the bases. But then Bubba Morton spoiled the strategy moves by bouncing that ball up the middle. Here is the 2-2 pitch. Swung on, it's a ground ball to third, taken deep by Charlie Neal. The throw on to first to Harkness in time, and the side is retired. So in the top of the 10th, the Braves got two runs on two hits. There were no errors and two left. The end of 9 1/2 innings of play. It's the Braves 11, the Mets 9. We're going now to the bottom half of the 10th inning. Duke Snider will be up to lead off for the Mets. Lou Burdette, of course, is the pitcher for the Milwaukee Braves, and he is the pitcher of record. Warren Spahn started, but will not figure the outcome of the game. The Mets at one point were 8 runs behind in this game. But here in the bottom of the 10th, they are 2 runs behind. As Duke Snider settles himself into the batter's box. Has been up twice. He walked and popped short. When you're 2 runs behind, what you want most of all is a base runner. This pitch is in there for a called strike to Snider. The Braves have 11 runs on 14 hits. The Mets have 9 runs on 14 hits. And the pitch. Fired low for ball. It's 1-1. Choo-Choo Coleman is on deck. Burdette's gone to the rosin bag. Now has the sign. Starts the motion. The 1-1 pitch. It's low. 2 balls, 1 strike to Duke Snider. Burdette takes a little walk around behind the rubber, goes to the rosin bag again. He goes everywhere but the corner store before each pitch. Here's a 2-1 pitch. Swung on and fouled off. It's 2-2. The Braves 11, the Mets 9, and the bottom of the 10th. Duke Snider in and waiting.
2-2 pitch. Swing on and miss, strike three. Burdette strikes out Snyder. One away. And that will bring up Choo-Choo Coleman. Choo-Choo coming up for his first time in the game. Coleman bats number 9, and pitcher Larry Bernard is due up next. That pitcher's in there for a call strike. Choo-Choo. Of the Milwaukee Braves swung way around toward right field on Coleman. Low for ball. 1-1. Al Moran is moving around in the Met dugout looking for a hard hat. He is the only man that Casey has left on the bench who might be used as a pinch hitter, and he has come out now to the on-deck circle. Here's a 1-1 pitch. And it's outside for ball. It's 2-1. Moran now is swinging bats on deck, preparatory to batting for Larry Bernard. With the Milwaukee Braves leading the Mets by a score of 11-9 in the bottom of the 10th. Pitch is swung on, full foul on the ground, fielded by Tommy Aaron back to first. 2-2 with the cut, Choo-Choo Coleman. This is the concluding game of the short series, two-game set. Milwaukee Braves have moved their left fielder, Bubba Morton, in a little bit. Here's 2-2 pitch, swung on, and foul back. Count holds at 2-2. Pitchers of record in this game at the moment are Lou Burdette and Larry Bernard. Burdette ready. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Swung on and it hits deep to right, but curving over and foul into the upper deck. Choo-Choo got around on it and drilled it into the upper deck, but foul by some 10 or 12 feet. The count holds to him at 2-2. Is getting set to work. Here is the 2-2 pitch. Swung on, and it is a short hop foul ball taken by Tommy Aaron back to the bag at first. Now it remains 2-2 to Choo-Choo Coleman. Got a crowd here this afternoon of 5,141 pays, but the addition of 8,000 midget Mets ran the total in the ballpark up to 13,774. Here's 2-2 pitch. Low, fired low, and it's 3-2. Lou Burdette thought he should have had a call. Comes down off the mound to say something to plate umpire Ed Vargo. But it's a full count, Choo-Choo. Now Burdette with a payoff pitch. Swung on, it's a ground ball towards second. Fielded by Minkie, a short toss over to Tommy Aaron, and Choo-Choo is grounded up. Two men out, nobody on base, and here is Al Moran coming up to bat for Larry Bernard. So the Braves lead 11-9, and the Mets down to their last out here in the bottom half of the 10th inning. Pitcher's in there for a call strike to the right-hand batter. Charlie Neal is now on deck for the Mets. It's been a wild and woolly affair here at the Polo Grounds today. The Braves led 8-0. They led 9-1. The Mets battled back to tied at 9-9. Now in extra innings, the Braves have gone ahead 11-9. Pitch to Moran. He's outside for a ball. It's one and one. Lou Burdette with a windup and a 1-1 pitch. Sheared in there for a called strike two. It's one and two. Moran turning quickly and stepping out of the batter's box. He's having something to say now to plate umpire Ed Vargo about that call. Burdette is set, and here is the 1-2 pitch. It's in there for a called strike three, and the ball game is over as Moran is called out on strike. So the Milwaukee Braves have won it in 10 innings. After the Mets had battled back to tie it up and take it into extra innings. In the bottom half of the ninth, the Mets got no runs, no hits, no errors, and none left. Keep in mind that tomorrow is an off day. The St. Louis Cardinals will be here Friday night, Saturday afternoon. That's a Ladies' Day attraction. And a big doubleheader on Sunday. Dan Musial, Dick Sloat, Ken Boyer, and company coming in here making a run at the top rung in the National League. Tickets are now on sale for that series. We'll be back in a moment with the final summary and totals. Right now, the final score of the game is the Braves 11, the Mets 9. You know, it's a big, wide, wonderful world we live in. There are so many ways to enjoy life. Boating, golf, tennis, swimming, picnicking, or just relaxing in the backyard. You know what goes with all of this? Sure you do. Rheingold Extra Dry Beer. It's a wonderful beer to enjoy on a wonderful day. In fact, Rheingold makes even ordinary days seem wonderful. It's the flavor that does it. The extra refreshing flavor that is Rheingold's alone. And dry tells you why. Rheingold's way of brewing is long, slow, and costly, but it pays off in taste. It gives Rheingold the happiest taste in beer today, but why not find that out for yourself? Next chance you get, open up for order a fine, cold Rheingold. Discover why millions say, my beer is Rheingold the dry beer. Discover why Rheingold is New York's largest selling beer. Well, here at the Polo Grounds, Warren Spahn started on the mound for the Milwaukee Braves, and it looked as though he was going to be able to coast in because the Braves took a three-run lead in the top of the third, added two in the fourth, three more in the fifth, and led 8-0. The Mets got a run in the bottom of the fifth, but the Braves matched that in the top of the sixth to make it 9-1. Then the New York Mets proceeded to get seven runs in the bottom half of the sixth inning, their biggest inning of this season. Then they added one more in the bottom of the eighth to tie it at 9-9. Mets had opportunities in both the seventh and eighth, but couldn't quite make the payoff. So it went into extra innings, and in the top half of the tenth inning, the Milwaukee Braves scored twice after Mac Jones had opened up with a double off the right field wall with one out. Both Matthews and Aaron were purposely passed, and Bubba Morton bounced the bases up the middle to score the two runs off Larry Benarth. Lou Burdette, in the meantime, was on in relief and get credit for the win. Here are the final totals. For the Braves, 11 runs on 14 hits and 3 errors. For the Mets, 9 runs on 14 hits and 2 errors. The winning pitcher is Lou Burdette, and the losing pitcher is Larry Benarth. Time of game, 3 hours, 46 minutes. That just about wraps up another New York Mets game brought to you by Rheingold Extra Dry and Cool Cigarettes.